Gotta pet your family. Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitors' in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. For the fella that has been on my mind a lot lately, and I don't know why, but we've decided to sort of do something that we used to do here in countdown-related items. The folks at Talkers Magazine give us these charts every week. And they are the top stories, the top people. And around the country, as they listen to radio programs, radio stations, one of the guys they listen to with regularity is a fellow who's been hosting a program on WDEL for a long time down in Wilmington. When I say Wilmington, I don't mean North Carolina. I mean Wilmington, Delaware. WDEL, great radio station. And one of the best radio talk producers, programmers, and performers, guy I've had a lot of respect for a long time. We were just trying to figure out when we first started kibitzing here. His name is Rick Jensen, hosts a program every day at WDEL in Wilmington. It has been a long time since I have spoken to you. Been a long time since we've been on the air together. How are you?
I am humbled, honored, and really intimidated. You are you're just so great at this business. So many of us look up to you. Or look sideways, depending upon where we are. And I just can't even believe you gave me a call the other day and said, let's do this. And I thought,
how long has
okay.
it been since we? When did we do this? Do you remember even the last time? Because part of the – we've been doing the countdown with Michael Harrison for – well, the countdown's been in existence for 25, 26 years, as long as Talkers Magazine has been around. And we used to have conventions and things. And I think that's where you and I first met. Years, though, have gone by, and I don't remember, frankly, when we first did it. But I know when we used to do, there were a stable of a dozen guys or so that we had. And I say guys because we didn't have women we progressed over the years. And there are some really good people, no matter whether men or women, doing this that have been around for a long time. And so I had a dozen or so people that I would call on all the time. You were one of them because your voice is so solid, your opinions are strong, and you have lasted that. How the hell long have you been on WDEL? You've been there for a long
18
time.
Years. And, 18 years. And you and I, the last time you and I got together, is, I don't know exactly, was 6 years, 3 months,
Has
and 48
years?
Minutes ago. Yeah. We had a great time. And I just want you to know that you were very influential in me and my life. Many, many years ago, you looked at me right in the eye, Doug, and you said, you know, Jensen, you're not really a conservative. I said, what do you mean? Because, you know, my beliefs were aligning with that which was considered a conservative time. And I really went through a period of some self-examination and thought, you know what? I think you're right. I think a lot of my beliefs are indeed what one would consider to be a classical liberal, libertarian on the conservative side, right around in there.
And it wasn't just me that was having that conversation with you. It was Gene Burns. And whether you, I have forgotten about that, but now it's coming back into my mind. Gene Burns, one of the great libertarian voices on the radio in this country ever.
Yes.
He was on, and he had some great radio jobs at great radio stations in Boston at RKO, New York, WOR, KSFO, and KGO in San Francisco. One of the true great libertarians. And an era when it wasn't really, you didn't have to have a handle. People could tell by listening to you where you came from. You don't have to say, I'm a conservative, or I'm a liberal. That's bunk. It is. It's such foolishness. And we've let ourselves, the people who have been doing this for a long time, I don't even like to do politics on the air anymore, at least on the Monday through Friday DJV show that I do, because it goes no place. People get angry. We get stuck. And so I wonder, all of that having been said, over the years, you have maintained a very stable, as a matter of fact, you beat Rush Limbaugh at the game in your local market of WDEL.
Well, in Delaware, yes, in South Jersey, yeah. Northern Maryland, thank you, yes, yeah.
Well, but that's
because you do this.
We don't need to be, I don't think we need to be doing what we are doing, but anyway, go ahead. What would you start to say?
You be yourself. You have to be, when you're on the air, you want to be the best you that you truly are, and you have to be honest.
Yeah.
If you're not honest about who you are and what you believe about something, listeners are smart. They'll hear it.
That's right.
They'll figure it out. They'll say, you know what? This person is a phony. I've got no business listening to them. I really do live on the libertarian side of the Republican Party. Many of my beliefs are conservative, small government. Get out of my life. Get out of the bedroom. Get out of the boardroom. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And when you listen to people, when you actually open up the phone lines and listen to people who disagree with you, then you have a conversation as opposed to, and I'm not going to say any names here,
but if you just want to yell at somebody and call them a name and call them an idiot and do something like that.
Well, that's not really building any kind of conversation.
No, it's not. It's no fun. Who am I? Just, you know, I've been doing this and you've been doing this for a long time. And it isn't like we've worn out our welcome. And in fact, I think that our track record speaks for itself in the fact that we are around still and people find of all ages. You know, I've been, frankly, because of my association with the three younger women who are on the air with me Monday through Friday, it brings you into a different focus because things don't stay the same. And if we allow ourselves to let what we do on the air sound the same as it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we're dead, man.
Oh, sure.
Limbaugh doesn't sound the same now that he did when he first got started. Nobody does. It's successful. You got to go flow, move. Anyway, what did you start to say?
Well, you know, my request is for you, the listener, for you folks who are listening to Doug Steffen and, you know, the weekly talk radio countdown.
Yeah, right. Rick Jensen. I want to give you credit because people don't know your voice.
Fearless. Well, thank you. But I say be fearless and call in and share your opinion, because there are talk show hosts who are truly committed to engaging in the conversation and trying to make our world a decent place.
Yeah, right. All right. So Rick Jensen here. I'm going to go through the top stories, the top people, according to Talkers Magazine. We'll get Rick's point of view, some of the things that he is discussing with his listeners on his radio station, a way that we've had success in going through the list of the stories on the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. Here's something that will help you through the holidays. This is something I've been gone for a couple of weeks, Rick. And one of the things I was chuckling to myself about what I missed, I wanted to be able to tell people the story of Omaha Steaks right straight, right down the middle. And this is the most fabulous deal I think I've talked about in a long time. This is a special Christmas deal for those of you who like steak, for those of you who like meat, for those of you who know the brand Omaha Steaks. They've been around for a long time. Yeah. There's a family gift package, compliments of me and Omaha Steaks. The delivery dates are now, well, I don't know where the thing to do, never mind dates, just get on the horn. Go to Omaha Steaks. You don't have to get on the horn. Just go to the website, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code DJV and get a, there's a nice blending of things. They have been famous for a long time for their steaks. They have pork chops. They have fried steak, burgers, sausages, meatballs, potatoes au gratin. They're all put together in a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous package that's worth $149. You pay $149, no. You pay $100, no. You pay $79, no. Originally, I think it was maybe even carry $199 or $195. Now you pay $49.99 between now and Christmas for this fabulous combination, a great gift that families all across America have loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks puts it together. You can only get it with a promo code DJV. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. $49.99 for what you would normally pay $195 for. Omaha Steaks. Check it all out at omahasteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, this is sort of a deliberative process. The stories from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Rick Jensen here on the Talk Radio Review. Let me go through the top 10, and then we'll pick apart a few of them, Rick, and see where your listeners are coming from and why it is that they're either turned on or turned off by some of these things. At number 10 on the countdown from Talkers Magazine, a lot of focus on college football playoffs, getting close to the end of the season in the NFL. So Sports Talk Radio at number 10. How much do you talk about sports on your program on DEL?
We do, but not as much as, say, a sports talk station will. It's for us, it's, man, it's all about the Eagles. Right now it's the Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. The Sixers, you know, wah,
do you have
wah,
a sports talk station in Wilmington?
Is not that I know of. Not that I know of. If we do, yeah. They're invisible.
Number 9 in the countdown, Les Moonves has come back into the surface. The former head of CBS, looks like he was trying to line himself up for a $120 million payout. Not so fast. That's the way it looks to me anyway, as I look at this from afar. Number 8, the continuing focus on England getting out of the European Union, that's called Brexit, the tension between Russia and the Ukraine and what that did for the G20 is number 7. The continuing focus on the murder of this guy, Khashoggi, number 6. A lot of can. There's plenty of worms in that can. Number 5, the trade war with China. Number 4, what went on in the financial markets this week as a result. It was kind of a seesaw, up and down, inside, outside. A lot of influences, several influences, including the Chinese guy that got picked up in Canada. I thought that was an interesting story. We'll talk about that. Migrants at the border, number three. The continuing focus on Trump and Russia, much ado about nothing as far as I'm concerned. And number one, the passing of George H.W. Bush. People list, Les Moonves is 10, Theresa May is 9, Vladimir Putin is 8, Mohammed bin Salman and Khashoggi put together at 7. The fellow that runs China is number 6. I'm not going to even bother to try to figure out to pronounce the name. I always pronounce it wrong anyway. Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort, number 5. Mueller and Flynn at 4. Sounds like a law office. The Obamas, the Clintons, and George W. Bush because of the funeral. 3. Trump, 2. And George H.W. Bush, number 1. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
I'm here with Dr. Premalina Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out from Brian what happens when the Democrat supermajority starts to lean on us up in the North State. Also, Shasta College with the latest on their athletic program. All of this Monday here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Our weekly sojourn into the works done by Talkers Magazine, one of the stations they survey is WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and the best host there, although I don't want to say that too loudly because I don't want the rest of the people on the station when they hear this to think that I'm favoring Rick Jensen, but I guess
well,
I
you
am
are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are, because we've known each other for years, and, yeah. You know, friends yeah. will do that. Yes, sir.
All right. So in terms of your audience and what I asked you a little bit about sports just because there's a reference to the what's going on in the NFL. We get into those things from time to time. But of all of the things that I went through, tell me which one in your mind and in the mind of the listeners to your program on WDEO is number one. You know, I went through Brexit and Russia and the Khashoggi thing and all this other stuff. Was it the obvious thing of the passing of Bush?
Actually, 48% of our registered voters in Delaware are Democrats. I'm not. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I get a lot of phone calls about Trump. Trump bad. Here's the worst thing he did today. Here's blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And the Trump-Russia investigation, so many people here are really hoping for the equivalent of the blue dress. It's not even about Russia and collusion. Just like When Clinton was impeached, it was for perjury, about lying, about sex, had nothing to do with Whitewater. They failed to convict. And I do believe, honest, and I would love to get your take on this, Doug, I truly do believe that this is the never-ending story. Sometimes I play that music when I talk about this. So it's a never-ending story because no matter who is elected in the next election, if it's a Democrat, the Republicans will then have a partisan investigation to try to hamstring that president, just as I believe this investigation really is all about trying to hamstring Trump, whether you like him or not. And, Doug, here's what I want to know from you. Do you also feel like it looks like this investigation is going towards the kids?
Well, I think now that Mueller can't go anyplace else, so he's got to go toward Ivanka's husband, maybe Donald Jr. They may not have been as mature as they might want to have been, let's say, in using their father's name or the family name and kind of muscling around. What I think is the most interesting thing, I've been gone on a trip for about 10 days, so I purposely backed myself away from a lot of the stuff that we talk about all the time. And I don't even like talking about this on the air very much. I do talk about it sometimes with my friends, but they know how far they can't push me in conversations about Trump. I admit to not having voted for Trump. No bad deal. There's something about his being that I find not repulsive. I just don't find it to be comfortable. I think that we needed to be when Obama went too far one way, and now you get Trump on the other side. And I haven't voted. The last Republican I voted for with enthusiasm was the guy who died this week. Oof. I thought George H.W. Bush was really quite a good president, even though I didn't vote for him the second time around for the same reason nobody else did, because of the no new taxes thing. But in terms of your question, it's much ado about nothing. It's a waste of hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. They're not going to find anything. It's rolling down. They can maybe find some stuff that's embarrassing. The $50 million offer to Putin to have a palace on top of the Trump Tower so that everybody else in Russia would spend a lot of money to buy into that building. Okay. That's the way
business
is.
When we come back, I'd really like to disagree with you about something when we come back, Doug.
Okay. You have to wait. You have to hold your breath, though, under the circumstances. He knows. The good radio guys know that it's 28 past the hour, and we'll pause for a few moments. But this conversation will continue. This is the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL. Say it again, Doug. There it is. WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Is that jolly old soul in the department store really Santa Claus? Let the magic of the season sweep over you as you find out with little Susan if Kris Kringle is who he claims to be, or if he's just a lost soul caught up in the wonder of the holiday. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Miracle on 34th Street, written by Valentine Davies, directed by Jennifer Levins. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2, November 17th through December 15th.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Here with Rick Jensen, who is the midday host at WDEL, great talk radio program in Wilmington, the great talk radio station that covers Delaware and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. You have a big audience. It's funny. It's interesting. We have a few friends that work at some of the stations that are in Philadelphia, and I was thinking of one in particular, very Italian. And but actually quite a good guy. But the impact that people like you have, this is, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds on the radio side of things, the technical side, but the signal of some of these stations that are in a particular market that they then bleed into another market. You have a huge potential audience there in Wilmington. And I wonder, how often as you, I've sort of gotten away from taking phone calls on the air because I found over the years, Rick, that the quality has gone down, frankly. I don't mean that to sound like an elitist. I just find one of the things that has intrigued all of us who've done this for a long time is the ability to learn from our listeners. And I find that hard to do these days because everything is about politics, and this guy is bad because he's a Democrat or he's good because he's a Republican, which is nonsense. And that's not the way we've grown up. This is the forum here is for ideas. We're not, I'm not anyway. I don't think it's my job to prevail on you or to convince you that you ought to think the way that I do. I think that's death. Frankly, what do
well,
you
about? No, I appreciate that. And sometimes we have a problem with the cell phone quality and such. For example, I have some very liberal listeners, and I appreciate that. I really do. The guy called in and says, raging about Trump and Trump's behavior. To which I responded, well, sure. And he talked about the Russians and Putin. And I asked, and I asked him, is your opinion tempered at all by the fact that Trump has installed some of the toughest sanctions on Russia in the past year? And he kind of went quiet for a second and said, well, you know, I really haven't thought about it that way. People like to vent. They want to get it off their chest.
They do.
We allow that, and then we can have a more substantive conversation about things. But you're right. When it comes to politics, it's us versus them. The Internet has not created bridges. The Internet has created silos. And if you're not part of that team, you'll get kicked out of there, whether it's the Huffington Post or Breitbart or whatever. But, Doug, before the break, you said the Mueller investigation is a waste of time. It's not going to amount to anything. It's much ado about nothing, and nothing's going to come of it. And I disagree, because politically, if they can compel Trump to choose not to run because his kids are under investigation, or if they can damage him in any way politically, I believe that's the goal. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's the goal. And
well,
I think to them,
somebody,
it's worth millions of dollars.
It may be, if you were talking with somebody who is quote-unquote normal or somewhat normal, Donald Trump is not normal. He doesn't look at things the way you do, the way I do. He isn't affected by the proximity, at least outwardly so. I don't think, and I'm not, people say he doesn't have a conscience. I don't think that's the case, but I think that he's the Teflon or the Gardal seal or whatever you want to use to sort of come up with a picture of how he sort of isolates himself and or insulates himself from public opinion. And I think that even goes, and we don't know that. You know, we can only conjecture here, but I don't even know that that would keep him from running. I think the guy is so twisted, and I use that in a word in a different way. I don't mean twisted mentally, but emotionally, whatever. However he's been able to train himself, or his father trained him, to, in the world of business, be immune from criticism, I don't think the guy gives a damn what people say about him. I think he's a psychotic. I think that he doesn't have I think he's bipolar. I think there are all kinds of things that are wrong with him, if you want to use the term wrong, makes him different, makes him unusual, makes him great conversation. Is he going to change or about to change? Nah. There's something missing, according to those who want to somehow or other evaluate him. But what I find the most telling, frankly, and I don't want to consume the conversation with this, but I find the fact that his wife sort of plays the role that she does. She's not really been, a lot of people haven't paid a lot of attention to her. She's sort of coming out of her shell now by her own choice. She apparently is not that influenced by him one way or another. And whether people say, well, it's because of the power and the money, and blah, blah, blah. You don't know that. You don't know anything about anybody.
She's your own person.
Yeah. I don't think so. I think that tells you something about the whole scenario, frankly.
So if I can reveal something about you, you were out of the country for a good couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
You were in another country. Do we want to say where that was?
I was in Peru.
I've heard it's beautiful. Have you been before?
Yes. No. Never been to South America before. And you know how much, you've been following me for a long time, you know how much I've traveled around the country and around the world, but I've never been to South America.
When you were there, you meet people, you're gregarious, you strike up conversations. When they say, oh, okay, Doug, you're an American, what is it they want to talk with you about when it comes to America?
You know, I would say it. I'm going to answer the question in a somewhat circulatory fashion. I have done these trips now for the past 3 years. I went to England for a sort of spiritual retreat 3 years ago. Last year I went to Italy for the same sort of thing, and that's why I went to Peru, to go to all the places that people go to get sort of spiritually revived. Last year in Italy, conversation all about Trump. The year before that, it was the election. Are you going to vote for Trump was the question in England. I did not have one conversation with anybody other than the driver, and it wasn't much of a conversation. They don't seem to be that interested, only from the point of view of the immigration discussion and the fact that in South America there is such a need for workers. And the question comes, how is it that all these people that walked up from Central America to go to Mexico to come into our country, why the hell didn't they go south? Because they would have found work. It may not be that they're going to get paid as much as they might be paid in America. They're not sure of that. But there are for sure jobs in most every of the progressive countries. And Peru is not really that progressive, pretty poor country. But Bolivia and Argentina and Colombia and Brazil, they don't have enough people to do the work. So why are all these people coming to America to a questionable future, even if they may be able to make a little more money if they are fortunate enough to get work? But down there, they could all have work. And nobody talks about
that. It's hope and belief. It's hope and belief. I spoke with a missionary who's in Honduras, and she said there are gangs, there's violence, we have a corrupt government. People are being brutalized. So they see the shining star of America, and they say, I'm going to take the chance. We're going to do that because, it, you know, the streets are lined with gold and all that. They actually believe this. And sadly, they'll give their life savings and even commit themselves to more drudgery to send their kids with a coyote up to the border. And that brings us, I think, to your number three story, migrants at the border. Yes. There's something we're missing there, Doug, is humanity. And even though, yes, it might be that 10% of them are criminals, 50% of them are actually men, not the women and children. Well, there are women and children. There is a story of humanity here. And I've often thought that even though there's likely no real direct way that this country has ever turned swords into plowshares, for the love of God, we've got this wasted F-35. We're talking $1 trillion or more. Don't need it. Doesn't work. Hashtag epic fail. Couldn't we have, and maybe this is a pipe dream, but couldn't we have an Ellis Island-style immigration at the border, at the southwest border of our country, where, not unlike my grandfather who came from Denmark, you have partnerships with business where they learn the language, they learn a skill, and then off they go into freedom of the United States of America. Doug, you've talked about this. You've talked with people about this over the years. Is that something that's just never going to happen, or do you think it makes sense?
The news media gets in the way of anything that's like this, frankly. The common sense part of our reality is diminished somewhat by various supposed news organizations. I say supposed because it's not the news. All pejorative. It's all opinion. This medium that you and I have been on for a long time was aimed at telling stories and having people come up with ideas and opinions and experiences. But we've turned that into an art form now, more with television, but in print, if there's anything around, I mean, the excuse for print now is what's online. It is, you know, you look at some of this stuff. I get nauseous when I look at the Huffington Post, for example. Do I get things out of it? Yeah, I'm informed as to some things. But there's that. You talked about Breitbart before, the sort of things that aren't really, I mean, what has become of Fox and what's become of MSNBC and CNN? There's no more. You and I grew up on, the facts. Not what the truth is. This is the truth. Your truth and my truth may be different, but a fact is indisputable. This is what happened. And then you got to bring all these blowhards in. Say, well, this is what I think that means. How the hell do you know what that means? You're on that guy's
head. We're the blowhards. This is talk radio. We are the opinion page of the paper, yes. Basically. We're the blowhards. You got the reporters, and you got the blowhards. And blowhard, hard, but whatever it is.
Instead of Breitbart, it should be blowhard. It's blowhard instead of Breitbart, yeah.
Which, all right,
45
by the way,
past the hour. Yes.
Also brings to mind what you have as the number one topic for this week. President George H.W. Bush dies, and it ties right into what you're talking about, whether it's Peter Baker at the New York Times or others. Let's remind people that George H.W. Bush did not design, pay for, endorse, and nor did his campaign have anything to do with the Willie Horton ad.
Even though they say
he did. Sure, Lee Atwater, advisor, there's a PAC, there are people who supported him did that. And when I read that, Bush made Willie Horton an issue in 1980, for the New York Times, I think...
He didn't even know who the hell Willie Horton was. He didn't have a slightest idea of Willie Horton. No. I got to do a couple of things, and then we'll wrap this up. Rick Jensen from WDEL, great talk radio station, Wilmington, Delaware. Talkers Magazine is the focus. Always need to go through the top 10 stories. I don't know that we do. Sometimes we get off on a few tangents here and there as we're talking during these hours of the countdown. So as an official reminder, number 10 on the stories this week, according to Talkers, sports talk radio, the college playoffs getting close to the end of the season for the NFL, all that hoopla. At number 9, the Les Moonves CBS case. Number 8, what are we doing about Brexit, or what are they doing about it? A situation the Russians back at with the Ukrainians, number 7. A continuing investigation of the Khashoggi murder and the impact of that. The Chinese trade war and what's going on in the financial markets tied for number 5 and number 4. Migrants massing at the border. All these people coming up from Central America, that's number 3. The Trump-Russia investigation, Mr. Mueller et al., number 2. And the passing of 94-year-old George H.W. Bush, number 1 this week.
The Top Radio Countdown.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. My Pillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 MyPillows for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. People list from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, Les Moonves, former head of CBS. At number 9, Theresa May, Prime Minister of England. Vladimir Putin is at number 8. The fellows involved, the Khashoggi case, and who was responsible from the prince's side of the street at number 7. Xing Jinping in the number six position. Number five, Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort tied for that position. Mueller and Flynn, sounds like a law firm. Maybe they could get together after all this is over. At number four, all of the people who spoke, like the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes at the funeral of George H.W. Bush, number three. Donald Trump is number two. And the aforementioned President Bush passing away this past week at the age of 94. He's the most talked about person this past week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. I want to make sure that I have time to thank Rick Jensen, WDL. We'll have to do this again. I like having you here, frankly. One of the things you did for me in this hour was help me pronounce the leader of China's name. I don't know why I have a block.
like a poodle, Xi Xi. It's yeah. Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. Yeah. I have to remember that.
Here's Xi Jinping.
So what? All right, now we got 60 seconds or less here. What do you think will be the ramifications of this Meng getting arrested in Canada? Where's that going to take us?
I just hate to see that being used by large investors as an excuse for driving down the markets. I suspect, now I'm not an expert, but I read experts, I suspect that you have a lot of big-time investors who are looking to take profits. They're taking profits. I think that's an excuse. But when you look at the Treasury going up significantly, like you know, over 3% or so, that's likely having a real impact in that. So yeah. The other part I find annoying.
Down with the Fed. Maybe make that a cause celeb. Let's do this again. Refreshing to have you back and to have a chat with you. Thank you, Rick. Rick Jensen, a midday host of WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, inviting you to join us for our Christmas holiday effort. We'll be providing holiday meals for our military families in need here in Northern California. You can help by dropping off non-perishable food items and gift cards at 2110 North Street, the museum office, or make a donation of a prepackaged bag of groceries for our military families through Homeward Bound. We also encourage you to donate a toy to be distributed through Homeward Bound. We are also collecting non-perishable items to ship to troops overseas who are deployed this holiday season. So many ways we can help those who serve for us. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280, the Office of the Northern California Veterans Museum. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Folks, it is constitutional for a school to celebrate religious holidays like Christmas. Why? Well, the celebration of such holidays have been upheld as serving a genuine secular purpose of broadening student understanding of other beliefs and customs.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now at 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Doug with Victoria Keelan, who's our expert when it comes to trying to synthesize the top five stories of the week from the world of technology. Let's go from number five to number one, as we usually do, Victoria. Starting at number five, I must say I have not stayed up with a lot of this stuff. So why don't you, this is DirecTV and Hulu, the focus here. How are you going to put them together?
Well, as video viewing behavior becomes more about on-demand streaming than, you know, watching live TV or cable, a lot of companies are figuring out how to make money on that. And so DirecTV and Hulu are being pretty transparent about it, and users are not liking this, but they say that they are going to now have a new type of ad that runs when you pause a video. So if you're watching a TV show, if you're streaming a movie or whatever, and if you hit pause, you're going to be forced to sit through an ad in order to start your show back up again. It's pretty sneaky.
Yeah,
so Hulu calls this a pause ad. They'll be introducing it next year sometime. They haven't announced a date. AT&T, which owns DirecTV, they want to make some more money, and so they're going to do the same thing. Netflix so far has not said that they're going to do this. They may wait and see how it goes with DirecTV and Hulu, but hopefully it doesn't happen with Netflix. But this is the new way to make money when you are streaming. And even if you're a premium customer on Hulu, apparently, you will still be forced to sit through the ad.
Number four on our countdown of the hot technology stories of the week, a focus on AT&T.
Yes, AT&T says they will no longer offer prorated credits if you cancel a service with them before the end of your billing period. Now, this change goes into effect on January 14th of 2019. It applies to DirecTV, UVerse TV, AT&T phone service, AT&T internet, and fixed wireless internet accounts. So now, unfortunately, no matter when you cancel, you'll be charged for the full month. However, they say you can still use the service until the end of the billing period. As it is right now, if you want to cancel something, I would recommend doing it before January 14th, and then you will get some prorated credits for the rest of your billing cycle.
Number three in the top five, Apple and their music service coming to Echo devices. I don't think there's any surprise here, do you?
Well, Apple typically has been very insular, and they have not let their products cross over with anybody else. However, they're learning that it's probably a wise move to let Apple Music stream on Alexa speakers and Echo smart speakers, because that's the largest smart speaker platform in the world. So right now, if you have an Amazon Echo smart speaker, you can listen to Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, and TuneIn. So Apple Music, starting December 17th, you can also listen to it then.
Really? Number two, Tom Cruise in a new public service announcement. I don't know what motion smoothing is on television. What is that?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Most people don't know what it is. That's why Tom Cruise, who was wearing, in this video, he was actually wearing his Top Gun costume as Maverick, because he's in the middle of filming the new Top Gun movie. He and the director of Mission Impossible Fallout, his name is Christopher McQuarrie, they appeared together for this PSA. And so motion smoothing is, if you have a flat screen TV, pretty much every TV comes built with that system. And what it does, if you're watching, the best way to describe it, if you're watching a football game, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Doug, I know you don't watch a lot of sports, but if you're watching a football game and you see the ball get kicked for like a field goal, when as the camera pans and follows the ball, the audience, the people in the stadium, are very blurry. And so what motion smoothing does, it smooths that out so that there's no delay in the way in the action. And so it's motion smoothing is basically designed for sports viewing. However, the downside, it makes everything else that you watch look worse. So movie directors and actors are now joining this movement saying you've got to turn off the motion smoothing on your TV because it's making your movie look like it has a soap opera effect, like it's kind of cloudy and halo, and it's not as clear as directors and actors want it to be. So the big thing with this PSA is you can Google how to turn off the motion smoothing on whatever brand TV you have. It's pretty easy, and you can just go through the settings and do it. But I just did it recently after seeing this Tom Cruise thing, and it makes a big difference on the screen, huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Number one, this is a big story, and the ripple effect where I was, even in South America, Marriott, the massive data breach. Wow, what a... 500 million guests? Woo.
Yep. And so some combination of mailing addresses, names, phone numbers, emails, passport numbers, credit card information, lots of that stuff has been stolen. And so Marriott has offered a free web watcher to help protect against identity fraud, and they have a separate dedicated website and call center. So if you have stayed at a Marriott, then definitely give them a call.
All right. There it is. A list of the top five items from the world of technology that were important this week for us to go over. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The top radio countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. John Kelly, the retired Marine Corps general who's had the job as President Trump's chief of staff for the last year and a half, is leaving the White House by the end of the month. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday Kelly's departure is amicable.
A lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation. But the president's had great things to say about him.
Names of possible successors include Nick Ayers, chief of staff for the vice president, budget director Mick Mulvaney, and North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows. A massive storm brought snow, sleet, and freezing rain across a wide swath of the South today, causing dangerously icy roads and mobilizing snowfalls and power losses to hundreds of thousands of electrical customers. Emergency crews, including the National Guard, worked overnight to clear traffic accidents on major roadways. With a critical parliamentary vote on Brexit looming, British Prime Minister Theresa May warned lawmakers today they could take Britain into what she calls uncharted waters and trigger a general election if they reject the divorce deal she struck with the European Union. Former Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab says he expects May to the deal to be voted down.
I think it's important that we change direction. This deal will have been rejected. It could still be remedied if the EU were willing to look again, particularly at the backstop, and particularly making clear that we had transitioned to a free trade agreement, not this sort of hybrid of a customs union single market.
May is fighting to save her unpopular plan and her job as well, ahead of a showdown in Parliament Tuesday where lawmakers are expected to vote down the deal she negotiated with Brussels. A defeat in the vote could see Britain crashing out of the EU on March 29th, the date for Britain's exit, with no deal in place. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news on December 17th. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
France's interior ministry says 1,200 people were taken into custody around France during the latest yellow vest protests, a roundup the scale of which the country hasn't seen in years. A tourist from Portugal said she didn't encounter any problems in Paris because she stayed away from the focus points where the violence occurred.
We don't worry because we don't come to the danger zone like the Champs-Élysées.
The Eiffel Tower in the Louvre reopened Sunday after closing amid Saturday's rioting. Shop owners cleaned up broken glass. Pressure is mounting on President Macron to announce concrete measures to calm protests marked by violence when he addresses the nation tomorrow evening. Macron will consult in the morning with national and local officials as he tries to get a handle on the ballooning and radicalizing protest movement. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price at the pump fell dramatically over the past 3 weeks.
The average price of gasoline has now dropped 22 cents over the past 3 weeks. Regular grade is now $2.51. It is a drop of 40 cents over 3 months. And that current price of $2.51 is 4 cents below its year-ago point.
And Lundberg credited falling crude oil costs for the decrease. $3.58 was the high found in San Francisco in the Bay Area, $1.91 in Tulsa, the lowest. Diesel's 9 cents lower in the past 2 weeks, down to $3.18 a gallon. Virginia Democrat Attorney General Mark Herring says he's going to run for governor in 2021. Virginia does not allow governors to seek consecutive terms, meaning current governor Ralph Northam cannot run for re-election in the next cycle. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Celebrate the holidays with the Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos bringing their show Fiesta Navidad to the Reading Civic Auditorium Friday, December 14th. Tickets on sale now for the ultimate mariachi experience. Mariachi Los Camperos has performed on The Tonight Show and more, and will be at the Reading Civic December 14th. Get tickets at ReadingCivic.com, at the Reading Civic Auditorium box office, or call 530-229-0022.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Information.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America is talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with this week's Talk Radio Top 10.
What's so funny about that?
Well, I was going through the history of this program with a fellow that we both know, Rick Jensen,
yeah,
who was at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware.
Good guy.
Yeah, and he's a good talk host. And we were talking about the history of this program, and he'd been on it before and had been on it for a long time, so I invited him to come back on. And it was sort of a trip down memory lane, if you will, thinking about some of the people that we all have worked with and how stable, you know, in this world of instability, how the rock that is Talkers Magazine and you, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, and me, I guess, doing this program as long as we have brought a sort of predictability that people like, understanding and knowing that the world is changing. It's nice to have some rocks. And this is a rock, a foundation of the talk radio industry that's been around for a long time. So for that, I guess we all should be happy, thankful, and
no, you should be thankful for everything. We should change your name to The Rock. Wrestling had one. I think radio should have one. We should call you, yeah, Doug the Rock Steffen.
You know,
but this show does have a great history.
Yeah.
And it's gone through so much evolution I mean, it started as a pre-produced magazine program that counted down the top 10 stories. Each story had what's called in the business an actuality. Mm-hmm. You'd hear, you know, a little, maybe a news clip. And I would do commentary on each of them. I think it was, it started out, it was a two-hour show. And it was on, it actually started out on hundreds of stations right off the bat. It was a big show, but it was done before the digital era. We could never do the kind of stuff we do now with multi-hosts and different people around the country. And I used to produce it personally by hand and would have to send it the night before by airplane. I would go to the airport and have a special delivery on, I think it was Continental Airlines from Hartford to L.A., where it would be picked up by a messenger and then brought to the satellite company and played.
That was remember. All right, here's this is we gotta get to the stories. And
no, we don't.
The people list in a second, but before we do that, going down this I remember a Friday night.
Yes,
you called me, and I had the technology to be able to ship things around. I was a little ahead of my time when I was starting to do the Good Day program, and I had technology in my home, in my studio, to be able. Something happened, and you couldn't get it on the plane, so you brought it to my house, and we put it on the facility that we had to get it uploaded so that it could be on the air, as along with Casey Kasem and his countdown, all that stuff.
Yeah,
it was all produced out there. Yeah,
I drove an hour and a half to your house on the farm in the dark, finding your place, and I had the show pre-produced on a cassette, and. Remember cassettes?
Yep.
And we played it, and we got it on the satellite just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it was called Switched 56.
Yep.
Or 56, Switched 56 or something. We went through. I'll tell you, folks, when you've done a show like this, not only do you have a history of the passing parade of topics, which is incredible how many big stories we've forgotten about that were huge in their time, but we've also gone through a passing parade of technology. The technology surrounding radio broadcasting, the evolution of it, is extraordinary.
Yeah.
And it's still going on. When we're doing this show 20, 30 years from now, Doug, it's going to be seamless.
I have thought often, I was on this trip, you know, over the last 10 days or so, and people said to me, well, when are you going to retire? And I don't know whether they look at my silver hair now and may have seen pictures of me from 10, 20 years ago when my hair wasn't silver, but the rest of me feels and wants to be as I have always been. And I think that you and I are perfectly capable, not being facetious, of doing this for easily another 20 years or so, as long as we take care of ourselves, our voices sound. Listen to the timbre in your voice. Listening, it's not maturity. It's when I listening to you, there's a professionalism, if that's what it is. There's a maturity that isn't attached to age. It's experience. And don't you think people want to have the experience of listening to people knowing what the hell they're talking about? For change.
Well, and we know what we're talking about,
don't we? To a point, we do.
Wait a second. I'm looking at this meter I have. It says that we have no listeners anymore. They've all tuned out.
All right, well, before we have a couple of commercials, let's bring them back again with the top 10 stories.
Okay, I'll rush through it.
The list of stories and peoples from
at number 10, we have National Football League action and college football playoffs. At number 9, the Les Moonves case tied in with CBS and the baby it's cold outside flap. Number 8, Brexit. Number 7, Russia-Ukraine tensions. Number 6, the Khashoggi murder stays in the news and on our tongues. And number 5, U.S.-China trade war and Trump at the G20. That seems like ages ago. It was just a few days ago. Number 4, financial markets activity. Number 3, migrants at the U.S. border. Number 2, Trump-Russia investigation. And number 1, George H.W. Bush dies. The people on the survey, number 10, Les Moonves. Number 9, Theresa May. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, Mohammed bin Salman and Jamal Khashoggi. Number 6, Xi Jinping and Mei Guangzhou. at number 5. Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort tied at 5. At 4, Robert Mueller and Mike Flynn tied at 4. Number 3, the Obamas, the Clintons, and George W. Bush. At number 2, Donald Trump. At number 1, George H.W. Bush.
In a moment, I want to talk about another Les. You mentioned Les Moonves is number 10 on the list of people this week. There's another Les that has been involved in this business for a long time that I want to talk about with you, because he was somebody that you and I both knew well. It's 14 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup. The stories, the charts for the week of December the 3rd to the 7th. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with the benefits of using Calitrin in our focus, please, for the next 60 seconds for those of you who may have been on a trip. Maybe you don't have to be on a trip. You started with Thanksgiving. Now you're going to all these Christmas parties. I went to one last night, another one tonight, another one tomorrow night. It goes on and on and on and on and on. You eat and you enjoy. You drink and you enjoy. You're visiting. You're having fun. You're not thinking about what you're doing to your body. And then all of a sudden you wake up on January 2nd and think, my God, where did this weight come from? I've gained 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds. Mm-hmm. So if you want to stay ahead of that, Michael's going through the, the same thing I eat. I was on a trip. I ate more pasta the last 10 days because I was in a place where I didn't want to eat anything else. And it just is not, it's not a pretty picture. So let's get on. And I didn't bring my Calitrin with me. Could have done that and maybe stayed ahead. But for those of you who want to stay ahead of the curve and not only lose weight because you have way too much weight on you, and you know it, and you feel guilty, and but you don't like any of the diet options, this is the best one, because it's not really a diet. It is basically a capsule loaded with collagen, and collagen is the protein that builds your body. You stopped making it when you were in your 30s, and you haven't supplemented, so now you're along the road a bit, and you want to get rid of the fat. And the best way to do it is to get online. Go to toploss.com, 10% off the deal with the DJB code. You get a free bottle when you've bought 3 or more, and you get 10% off everything. Maintain your weight after you lose it. That's one of the great things, the great benefits of using Calitrin. Not only are you reproducing collagen in your body, which is the protein that helps you build muscle and lose the fat, but then when you lose the weight, you keep it off. This is a great maintenance program as well as being a way to lose the weight. So take advantage of this amazing opportunity to stimulate your body to produce more collagen on its own so you can exercise, build more muscle, push the fat out, lose the weight. It's all at toploss.com, toploss.com. The product is called Calitrin. This is not a Johnny-come-lately to the weight loss wars. 30 years this family has been producing this product to great success. That's, you know, how the hell do you stick around for 30 years if you're not doing a good job? You can't do it. It works. I'm telling you, this is the way to lose the weight and keep it where you want it to be. Be sure to check out the box saying that you heard about Calitrin on the DJB program when you order it now at toploss.com.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. All right, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here, the charts for the week of December the 3rd to the 7th. You know, one of the things that, as I listen to you go through the stories and you were going through the history of this program and how it all started, the word pander comes into my mind. And I think maybe it did because of the passing of George Bush and what he meant and what he stood for and how we talked about him, because the stuff that we're doing on the air started with basically his coming to prominence as the president. It was about that time when all of this stuff started. And I don't know why the pandering, the word pander, came to me as I listened around a little bit in the last 24 hours since I've been back to people talking about Trump and talking about Bush and how different they were. And it just seems to me that we're going down a road, Michael, where it just everybody has to feel like they're going to say something because it's the right thing to say. And George Bush didn't do that. George Bush didn't pander. And I don't think talk radio, when we first started focusing on it, pandered. I think we do that now. Some people do, anyway. What do you think?
I think that when you're saying pandering, I think what you're talking about is targeting audiences and then preaching to the choir, telling people what they already feel so that they feel comfortable with you, as opposed to stimulating them, challenging them, arguing with them. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that after the break.
That's a good idea, Michael. What a smooth way of telling everybody it's 21 after the hour here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm here with Dr. Prema Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the week In review, in the world of talk radio, something that's a tradition here that Michael and I have been doing for many, many years, 52 weeks a year, this program is on the air reviewing the hot hits, the big stories, the top 10 in the people world as well. We were talking about pandering because I don't know why Limbaugh comes to mind, but for as long as he's been around, he's been a mature act. Remember when there was Rush Radio? Remember how much that took the nation by storm for years?
Rush Limbaugh is only guilty of one thing right now, and that is he's not the new kid on the block.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm often asked by the press as a go-to guy talking about talk media, you know, is Rush Limbaugh losing his relevance? Is he losing his influence? All Rush Limbaugh is losing is his newness. Rush Limbaugh is still extremely, extremely big, extremely popular.
We'd all die for the ratings and the revenue that guy produces. So, yeah.
How big an increase is his show having every year? I go, well, none, because he's not everywhere. it's really funny, the perception of influence versus true measured success. Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of people believe that talk radio is just another political party and that its success and failure is based upon whether the people you support politically get elected. And that is the furthest thing from the truth, and I try to explain that all the time. Talk radio is in the broadcasting industry. It's not in the political industry. And a person, you know, you could back losers constantly and be tremendously successful.
Yep.
It has nothing to do with the nuts and bolts of politics on a first-hand level. It's a secondary thing, just like sports announcers. They don't get any more money or more successful if their team wins the pennant or the Super Bowl. It's different business. And from that perspective, Rush Limbaugh has had an amazing career. But I'm constantly asked whether he's lost his relevance. And I say, the fact that you're asking that question means he's relevant.
Right.
People don't ask that.
I put these together. Howard Stern's not a panderer. I think Limbaugh is. And this is what has made many of the stations that carry this program and talk radio in general, at least at the moment, if you want to use that term you used a minute ago, relevant, relevancy. Pandering is relevancy because that's what people who are successful running radio stations, that's what they're doing now. Whether you like it or you don't like it, Trump is somebody, if you follow and want to benefit from his presence, you're a panderer. And it could be said for, you know, the people that supported Obama. It becomes a people thing, but people and pandering to their points of view, I think, is a road to success, a vehicle to success for many people doing this format at the moment.
Well, in terms of Trump being completely candid here, pandering or targeting Trump lovers has proven to be more of a survival strategy than necessarily wanting to be liked. A lot of careers have gone down the drain in the last 2 years of conservative talk show hosts who have stood up against Limbaugh, only to find that a significant number of their audience have left them and they've lost their jobs.
Do you think Glenn Beck is an example?
There's a lot of examples. There's a lot of behind it. Michael Medved is an example. There's a lot of examples, and there's a lot of things that are not examples that people don't know about behind the scenes, subtle changes. I, of course, know about them because I look at it under a microscope.
Yeah.
And, hey, what can I say? You know, it's politics, it's show business, it's targeting, it's trying to have people listen. It's
the cliche of the moment. If you can stick with it, the people who've been around and survived understand how to bob and, you know, weave back and forth. That's one of the reasons that I don't care to do political stuff on the Monday through Friday program, but we have to do it here.
But you do.
I do. Yeah, I know I do.
you say you don't, and you do. I don't. Yeah. That's something I've never figured out with you.
I know you do. Well, listen, it sounds good. 28 past the hour.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four MyPillows for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calitren besides just losing weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calitren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com, 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you're buying more than 3 bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com using the code DJV.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
34 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, going through some thoughts and ideas. You said you wanted to continue. You always know, because formatically we have little things that we're required to do. Isn't it very interesting? We want to have free-form conversation, but yet when the clock strikes 12, screeching to a halt, our conversation must stop.
Well, and I'm an old-fashioned broadcaster, and as much as if you are finishing a thought and you didn't finish it and a break comes up, and then you say, we'll finish it on the other side, you owe it to the audience to at least finish it.
So yes.
I think it's important we finish it. The problem is I don't remember what it was we were talking about. So, therefore, it can't be that interesting, and maybe I'm doing the audience a favor by not finishing it.
Well, I think we're talking a little bit about
you. I'm playing.
I know you. Yeah. Well, the station conversation, pandering.
We're talking about pandering, and basically, just to wrap it up, is that we are in an era right now in terms of news talk programming, whether it's CNN, Fox News Channel, the radio station that people are listening to this conversation on, that we're in an era now where the stations and the networks are programmed to target audiences politically and in terms of public policy, that will provide the service of confirming your disposition, your belief, as opposed to coming on with that on their mind, but rather to be kind of middle ground or objective or even in some cases controversial and in your face.
Yep.
It's just a style. And people should be aware of it. And the reason I'm talking about it now is I think it's within the format of this program to lift the veil a little bit and talk about how the sausage is made in the sausage factory known as talk radio.
I'm actually proud and pleased that we do that, to get off the wheel, because I think a lot of this stuff becomes cliched. We have allowed our lives, we've allowed our thoughts, we've allowed our actions to become part of a cliché. And perhaps the best example of that, in my mind this week, is Kevin Hart being installed and removed. As it's not one of the top 10, but I think it sort of fits in a manner of speaking. Late in the week, there was a conversation about him and something that he'd posted or, I don't know, tweeted 10 years ago. You didn't remember that he did.
Yeah, it actually is top 10. If the research on this program went to the end of the night on Friday, we can't do that. Obviously,
right.
It would have squeezed in. That's a big story on Friday.
Yeah, and it is. I'm not a fan of his, frankly, and I'm happy that he's not the host of the Oscars if I'm going to watch it, because I find him to be banal, annoying, not funny. But to get it in the chops this way, I think is pretty, maybe silly, maybe sick. I just think we cannot be held accountable for every single thing we say, because we are not perfect. There's one perfect being in the universe. That's it. The rest of us are not, and we are going to slip up. We are going to make mistakes. We are going to be caught. And so you say, well, don't have, you know, look at postings on Facebook or any other of the social media. Yeah, this stuff that I've seen on my site and my family, my children, that I wish wasn't there. But you know what? It is what it is. So who's perfect? You? You're not. I sure am not. And Kevin Hart's not either. So something, and they're not going to find, if they keep, they, we, us, you, keep using these standards that are unattainable, nobody will be left doing anything.
Yeah, That's really one of the major trends of our time, is we're trying to purge ourselves of imperfection in terms of being politically correct on every level. My view of it is that some of the reasons for political correctness are justified. I mean, I'm not a big fan of racial jokes and ethnic jokes and discrimination and hatred and gay bashing.
Well, we've grown up away from it. Look at your... Well, you grew up in New York, for God's sakes. Everything possible lives in New York. I grew up in a very diverse circumstance, and I'm so thankful for it. You know, we had our problems with Puerto Ricans and that kind of stuff, and you can't talk about it today, but you sure as heck could then. And so, anyway.
No, I mean, Okay. I've never had problems with Puerto Ricans, but see the way you even said it.
Well, see, that sounds
I can't sign off on that. You know, you and I are not Abbott and Costello in this regard. No. We have our own views, but I just think that when it gets in the way of creativity, when it gets in the way of free speech, when it gets in the way of honesty, it can be over the top. However, I'm not so ignorant as to believe there's not a basis for some of this political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is it's not easily solved. I would not like to go back to a world where there's complete insensitivity toward minorities and toward people and hurting feelings.
Well, let's look at number 10. And number 10 on the people list, number 9 on the stories list, the story of Les Moonves, who used to run CBS.
Yeah.
And these guys got away with all kinds of really rotten crap. And it's time they were called. So this is the other side of the horn. The pendulum swings the other way. So where somebody like Kevin Hart gets caught in something that maybe isn't something that important, these guys have gotten caught doing important, bad things, and the comeuppance here is appropriate. Moonves is going to lose out on $120 million because he couldn't keep his pants on.
Yeah, there's a big difference between that and a provocateur whose business is to be controversial and to be on the cutting edge of satire. I'm not up to the speed on the Kevin Hart thing, exactly what he said. He obviously posted what's called homophobic. I prefer to say anti-gay slurs in social media. Haven't seen them. I haven't studied that yet. And when I understand it better. But he is a provocateur. I mean, he is a controversial comedian.
Yep.
There's a difference between a guy mouthing off on social media and a guy who wields ungodly dictatorial power over the lives of thousands of people as the CEO of a major corporation who takes advantage of women and other people, not just women. Men are treated poorly by these guys, too, you know.
You know, they may not have thought it was out of the realm of what most people did or could get away with, and so they're going to ask they're going to make that their excuse, no excuse for this stuff. I wanted to bring us around to Les Moonves because a half hour ago when we were mentioning these names, I said there's another Les that is a prominent household, well, not anymore, but was for a long time. People, especially on the East Coast, knew who Les Kinsolving was. Fellow that was, he was so cut out of the period of time when such characters existed on the air. I wish we had some audio of him. I didn't find any, unless, Kara, you can quickly go to find some audio of this guy. Michael, he was truly a character.
He was a character. He used to script his shows out. He was, you know, in the mind of this reporter. Mm-hmm. Our president is acting in a most unethical way.
He was one of those guys.
I mean, we used to make fun of him when he was alive behind the scenes, but everybody kind of respected him and liked him.
Oh. Absolutely.
Everybody made fun of him.
He was from Baltimore, did his time in Washington. He was on WOR in New York for a number of years. He was the best, quintessential example. Well, best is always something you can argue about.
He wore a red sport jacket. He was a member of the Washington Press Corps at a time when most talk show hosts couldn't get near the White House.
Right.
And he was, Mr. President. Is it true these rumors we hear about you having a venereal disease? Do you remember that?
We
used to call him and the late Tom Maher, his station mate, a very nice gentleman who passed away about a year ago.
Yeah.
We used to call them the Baltimore Bombers.
Because you call them the Baltimore Blowhards.
The Baltimore Bombers. And when they were in their prime.
Ah, fabulous.
These guys were dangerous.
They were just fabulous. Yeah. They really were. And for those of us who've been doing this for a long time and have had the pleasure of being around many of these people who are no longer around, and the people coming along just don't have it. These guys were just...
That's a hell of a statement.
I can't sign off on that. I'm not asking you to. I'm not saying that because I'm pandering.
To me, if there were no good young talent, I'd be wrapping it up and leaving.
I'm not saying there's no good young talent. I'm just saying there's something about the iconoclastic way these guys, the bombastic way, Marr and Kinsolving, who were like bedmates. Correct? You'd think the guys were sleeping together. They were, and they didn't, but they were.
How do we know?
Yeah. Kinsolving was just so unique. And the voice, he was just fabulous. He was crazy. The guy was certifiably nuts. Not nuts like Joe Pyne, but he was so into it, and he lived his life. And the way he didn't take himself seriously. I don't think maybe he did, but he took himself very seriously.
He was sincere. He really was a bombastic purveyor of the First Amendment, and he was a man of his time, and he was a character of any time. And everybody's sad, of course, that he's passed away this week at the age of 90. Yeah, 90. That's ripe old age.
First of all, if you want to leave a lasting impression, you want to have a great smile and have the work done in 5 minutes, don't go to the dentist and spend $1,000. Listen to your pal Uncle Doug and call 800-208-1797. People are confused today because they say, wait a minute, well, the phone, I want to go to a website. Well, you can go to the website, but you won't get it at half price. This is the exclusive site for finding power swabs to get your teeth whiter, 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, and keep repeating it every 5, 6, 7 days, and your teeth, before you know it, will be absolutely the whitest teeth they have ever. They're going to look younger, going to be free of stains. You can remove them and have that great white smile that you always have wanted to have and haven't had for years. You call 800-208-1797, mention DJV, and you'll get it for half the retail price. Power swabs, something to have in the privacy of your own home to clean your teeth so they are white and bright, beautiful. You won't be annoyed by using those strips and the trays and all that stuff. Oh, my God, what a pain in the neck that is. Dentist invented it. Dentist recommend it. You use it. 800-208-1797. A fabulous, wonderful way for you to tell somebody you care about them. And a nice present, put it in the stocking. Power swabs, whiten your teeth, 800-208-1797, at half price. Just mentioned DJV. People list from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, Les Moonves, former head of CBS. At number 9, Theresa May, Prime Minister of England. Vladimir Putin is at number 8. The fellas involved, the Khashoggi case and... who was responsible from the prince's side of the street at number 7, Xi Jinping, in the number 6 position. Number 5, Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort tied for that position. Mueller and Flynn, sounds like a law firm. Maybe they could get together after all this is over. At number 4, all of the people who spoke, like the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes at the funeral of George H.W. Bush, number 3. Donald Trump is number 2. And the aforementioned President Bush passing away this past week at the age of 94. He's the most talked about person this past week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here. I'm a firm believer that when you're healthy, you're happy. And that's why I use CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil. It's a natural remedy made with nothing but the purest ingredients blended in coconut oil. And I'm telling you, it's the home run hitter for health right now. I couldn't believe at first, but now I see why all the rage. The benefits are truly infinite. For me, it's the ultimate pain reliever. And now my go-to product for headaches as well. Ancient Life Oil is a non-psychoactive, legal in all 50 states, basically giving you all the benefits without the high. Just look up CBD oil benefits and find out why thousands of people are making CBD oil a part of their daily routine. You'll be certainly happy you did that. Ready to live your life to the best, to the fullest? Then AncientLifeOil.com is your trusted source for CBD oil. That's AncientLifeOil.com. AncientLifeOil.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Talkers Magazine is the focus. Always need to go through the top 10 stories. I don't know that we do. Sometimes we get off on a few tangents here and there as we're talking during these hours of the countdown. So as an official reminder, number 10 on the stories this week, according to Talkers Sports Talk Radio, the college playoffs getting close to the end of the season for the NFL, all that hoopla. At number 9, the Les Moonves CBS case. Number 8, what are we doing about Brexit, or what are they doing about it? A situation the Russians back at with the Ukrainians, number 7. A continuing investigation of the Khashoggi murder and the impact of that. The Chinese trade war and what's going on in the financial markets tied for number 5 and number 4. Migrants massing at the border. All these people coming up from Central America, that's number 3. The Trump-Russia investigation, Mr. Mueller et al., number 2. And the passing of 94-year-old George H.W. Bush, number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. Pals Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. Pals Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with the expertise of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer here. If I ever get into trouble on this program, he can get me out of it. I know that for sure. College professor at Bentley University, leading expert in scams and identity theft, the website that he has commandeered, scamicide.com, something that you, at this time of year, any time of year, you're going to get suckered into doing things. At the end of the year, there are going to be people who are going to try to extract money from you in the name of some good cause. So if you go to Steve's website, scamaside.com, and then sometimes you send people to another website as well to make sure that what they're doing is on the up and up if they're smart enough to want to think it through, right?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of websites that we're affiliated with. So one of them is charitynavigator.org, which will help you research particular charities to find out if they're legit or not. And it's very easy to do. I say research, you just put in the name, and they've already done the research for you. Or there's another one, Have I Been Pawned, which will tell you what data breaches have occurred that have your information in them. So we try and make this pretty all-encompassing.
All right, let's get to a couple of the stories this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine. The people have criticized me because I said I thought the Trump-Russia investigation was never going to prove anything. It was much ado about nothing. Now they're focusing on what the children have done, the $50 million promise to Putin. Was that real or not? Actually, it would, under the circumstances, it's nice work if you can get it. So what is really and truly, at the end of the day, all the lawyers, all the billable hours, all the money that's been spent to investigate Trump and his connection to Putin, I thought maybe it was all summed up the other day at the G20 when Trump walked by Putin. He didn't even look at him. They didn't. Did you see that? That video?
Yeah, I did. I think this is one area where we will disagree, and I think the Mueller investigation has a lot of legs. There's a lot to it. There already has been a lot to it, and even if you take Trump personally and what his knowledge or information was out of the equation, the fact is it was the Mueller investigation that found the 20 specific Russians that were involved in the campaign against the election and to influence the election. So, you know, there are people that have already been convicted. Michael Flynn is pleading guilty, and there were connections between the campaign and Russia, and there were that appear to be illegal. Was Trump aware? Hell, I don't know if he's aware when he's awake, but that's not the issue here. There's a lot here, and the fact that he tries to delegitimize it, I don't think is very helpful. But Mueller's a smart guy.
Yeah, no, I don't. There's no question. He's a pretty smart guy. I think he's somewhat politically motivated or his own future. Where does a guy like that go?
He's a Republican.
Yeah, I know he is. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he really has been pretty. I mean, the idea, the allegations of Trump that this is a Democratic thing against him, just there's no basis for it. And it's like, unfortunately, so many Trump statements, he makes these things like that climate change isn't occurring and criticizing without anything to support it. And Mueller's been very apolitical, so I think he's good.
All right. So I want to take you down a road for a moment that is something that needs to be investigated, I think, legally. The corporate concentration in agriculture. The Farm Bill was passed this week. I was out of town for most of the week, so I didn't really get caught up on it. But the legalities of these big, huge corporate entities getting this kind of government, isn't there some way the subsidies that go to these big corporations can be legally throttled?
Yeah, but it's going to take a change of how we finance politics. You know, you don't see much in the news about it, and unfortunately the influence of the agriculture big business, the public isn't even aware of. So, yes, this is a system that is not in the public's interest, and it's just one more indication of the corruption of money in politics. And, yeah, I wish it were better, but it isn't.
No. I got about 30 seconds here for Les Moonves, the legal side of his case. He's trying to get $120 million out of CBS's former employer. Doesn't look like that's going too well for him at the moment.
No, in Boston we have a saying, good luck to you and the Red Sox. The Red Sox, though, have better luck because what's going to happen is his severance package is going to get ended and terminated because these violate provisions of the contract.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is considering four people as he determines who will be his next chief of staff.
The director of the Office of Management and Budget, Mick Mulvaney, is among those under consideration to replace John Kelly. The person thought to be the president's top choice for the job, Vice Presidential Chief of Staff Nick Ayers, tweeted Sunday he's no longer in the running for the position. Instead, he'll begin overseeing a pro-Trump political action committee next year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports a White House official says the president and Ayers could not reach an agreement on Ayers' length of service. Mr. Trump wants his next chief of staff to hold the job through the 2020 election. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is dismissing the ability of the company's new board chairwoman to take control over his behavior. On CBS's 60 Minutes Sunday night, Musk says, quote, it's not realistic to think that Robin Denholm will be reining him in because he remains the electric company's largest shareholder with a 20% stake. Good news right before the holiday traveling period. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price of regular gas fell dramatically over the last 3 weeks, 22 cents a gallon down to 251.
The high average in our panel is San Francisco at 358 for regular, and the low is Tulsa at 191.
Meanwhile, Lundberg says OPEC's production cuts caused a small bump in oil prices, which can affect gas prices.
The oil price hike, small as it was, may not hold. I think it is more likely than not that gasoline prices would change little or maybe even drop a bit more from here.
The high price Lundberg found in the San Francisco Bay Area, 358 a gallon, lowest a buck 91 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Diesel fell 9 cents over the past 2 weeks, down to $3.18 a gallon on average. You can check out more news. You can read more analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news on December 17th. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
New Zealand police say they found a body they believe to be that of missing 22-year-old British tourist Grace Mullane.
It's an unbearable time for the Mullane family. Our hearts go out to them. The investigation will continue through this for some time yet. The focus now is to piece together exactly what happened to a young girl who came to New Zealand on her OE.
The Detective Inspector Scott Beard says police say the body was in a forested area about 33 feet from the side of the road near Auckland. Mullane had been missing since December 1st and failed to contact her family on her birthday, December 2nd. On Saturday, a 26-year-old man was charged with murder in her case after he was detained for questioning. He's due to make his first court appearance Monday. Mullane was on a planned year-long trip abroad that began in Peru. She arrived in New Zealand last month and was last seen entering a central Auckland hotel with a man on the evening of December 1st. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Christmas gift shoppers need to be aware of fake merchandise this year. U.S. Chamber of Commerce Vice President of U.S. Policy Frank Cullen says fakes and consumer scams abound, and he notes consumers have to be extra vigilant during the holiday season.
People are so anxious to get that great deal that they're going to go on sites that may be portals for counterfeit goods to be sold as opposed to the real deal. And they also may expose themselves to criminal elements that may want to do more than just sell them counterfeits.
This past fall, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers intercepted a shipment of over 9,000 counterfeit Nike sneakers in New York. Real versions of those sneakers would have been worth about $1.7 million. Birthday Sunday, actor Kirk Douglas, 102. Actor-writer Buck Henry, 88. Dame Judi Dench is 84. And actor Beau Bridges is 77. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. For the fella that has been on my mind a lot lately, and I don't know why, but we've decided to sort of do something that we used to do here in countdown-related items. The folks at Talkers Magazine give us these charts every week. And they are the top stories, the top people. And around the country, as they listen to radio programs, radio stations, one of the guys they listen to with regularity is a fellow who's been hosting a program on WDEL for a long time, down in Wilmington. And when I say Wilmington, I don't mean North Carolina. I mean Wilmington, Delaware. WDEL, great radio station. And one of the best radio talk producers, programmers, and performers, guy I've had a lot of respect for a long time. We were just trying to figure out when we first started kibitzing here. His name is Rick Jensen, hosts a program every day at WDEL in Wilmington. It has been a long time since I have spoken to you, been a long time since we've been on the air together. How are you?
I am humbled, honored, and really intimidated. You are, you're just so great at this business. So many of us look up to you. Or look sideways, depending upon where we are. And I just can't even believe you gave me a call the other day and said, let's do this. And I thought,
how long has
okay.
it been since we? When did we do this? Do you remember even the last time? Because part of the – we've been doing the countdown with Michael Harrison for – well, the countdown's been in existence for 25, 26 years, as long as Talkers Magazine has been around. And we used to have conventions and things, and I think that's where you and I first met. The years, though, have gone by, and I don't remember
frankly, when we first did it. But I know when we used to do, there were a stable of a dozen guys or so that we had. And I say guys because we didn't have women we progressed over the years. And there are some really good people, no matter whether men or women, doing this that have been around for a long time. And so I had a dozen or so people that I would call on all the time. And you were one of them because your voice is so solid, your opinions are strong, and you have lasted. How long have you been on WDEL? You've been there for a long
18 time. 18 years. And you and I, the last time you and I got together, is I don't know exactly, six years, 3 months, and 48 minutes ago. Yeah. We had a great time. And I just want you to know that you were very influential in me and my life. Many, many years ago, you looked at me right in the eye, Doug, and you said, you know, Jensen, you're not really a conservative. I said, what do you mean? Because, you know, my beliefs were aligning with that which was considered a conservative at the time. And I really went through a period of some self-examination and thought, you know what? I think you're right. I think a lot of my beliefs are indeed what one would consider to be a classical liberal, libertarian on the conservative side, right around in there.
And it wasn't just me that was having that conversation with you. It was Gene Burns. And whether you, I have forgotten about that, but now it's coming back into my mind. Gene Burns, one of the great libertarian voices on the radio in this country ever.
Yes.
He was on, and he had some great radio jobs at great radio stations in Boston at RKO, New York, WOR, KSFO, and KGO in San Francisco, one of the true great libertarians. And an era when it wasn't really, you didn't have to have a handle. People could tell by listening to you where you came from. You don't have to say, I'm a conservative, or I'm a liberal. It is. It's such foolishness. And we've let ourselves, the people who have been doing this for a long time, I don't even like to do politics on the air anymore, at least on the Monday through Friday DJV show that I do, because it goes no place. People get angry, we get stuck. And so I wonder, all of that having been said, over the years, you have maintained a very stable, as a matter of fact, you beat Rush Limbaugh at the game in your local market of WDEL.
Well, in Delaware, yes, in South Delaware, Jersey, yeah. Northern Maryland, thank you, yes, yeah.
Well, but that's because we don't need to be. I don't think we need to be doing what we are doing. But anyway, go ahead. What would you start to say?
You be yourself. You have to be, when you're on the air, you want to be the best you that you truly are. And you have to be honest.
Yeah.
If you're not honest about who you are and what you believe about something, listeners are smart. They'll hear it.
That's right.
They'll figure it out. They'll say, you know what? This person is a phony. I've got no business listening to them. I really do live on the libertarian side of the Republican Party. Many of my beliefs are conservative, small government. Get out of my life. Get out of the bedroom. Get out of the boardroom. That's that sort
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
And when you listen to people, when you actually open up the phone lines and listen to people who disagree with you, then you have a conversation as opposed to, and I'm not going to say any names here,
but if you just want to yell at somebody and call them a name and call them an idiot and do something like that.
Well, that's not really building any kind of conversation.
No, it's not. It's no fun. Who am I? Just, you know, I've been doing this and you've been doing this for a long time. And it isn't like we've worn out our welcome. And in fact, I think that our track record speaks for itself in the fact that we are around still and people find of all ages. You know, I've been, frankly, because of my association with the three younger women who are on the air with me Monday through Friday, it brings you into a different focus because things don't stay the same. And if we allow ourselves to let what we do on the air sound the same as it did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we're dead, man.
Oh, sure.
Limbaugh doesn't sound the same now that he did when he first got started. Nobody does that successful. You got to go flow, move. Anyway, what did you start to say?
Well, you know, my request is for you, the listener, for you folks who are listening to Doug Steffen and, you know, the weekly talk radio countdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, Rick Jensen. I want to give you credit because people don't know your voice.
Fearless. Well, thank you. But I say be fearless and call in and share your opinion, because there are talk show hosts who are truly committed to engaging in the conversation and trying to make our world a decent place.
Yeah, right. All right. So Rick Jensen here. I'm going to go through the top stories, the top people, according to Talkers Magazine. We'll get Rick's point of view, some of the things that he is discussing with his listeners on his radio station, a way that we've had success in going through the list of the stories on the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington. Here's something that will help you through the holidays. This is something I've been gone for a couple of weeks, Rick, and one of the things I was chuckling to myself about what I missed. I wanted to be able to tell people the story of Omaha Steaks right straight, right down the middle. And this is the most fabulous deal I think I've talked about in a long time. This is a special Christmas deal for those of you who like steak, for those of you who like meat, for those of you who know the brand Omaha Steaks. They've been around for a long time. Yeah. There's a family gift package, compliments of me and Omaha Steaks. The delivery dates are now, well, I don't know where you can. The thing to do, never mind dates, just get on the horn. Go to Omaha Steaks. You don't have to get on the horn. Just go to the website, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code DJV and get there's a nice blending of things. They have been famous for a long time for their steaks. They have pork chops. They have fried steak, burgers, sausages, meatballs, potatoes au gratin. They're all put together in a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous package that's worth $149. You pay $149, no. You pay $100, no. You pay $79, no. Originally, I think it was maybe even carry $199 or $195. Now you pay $49.99 between now and Christmas for this fabulous combination, a great gift that families all across America have loved for over 100 years. Omaha Steaks puts it together. You can only get it with a promo code DJV. Go to omahasteaks.com right now. $49.99 for what you would normally pay $195 for. Omaha Steaks. Check it all out at omahasteaks.com. Promo code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, this is sort of a deliberative process. The stories from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, Rick Jensen here on the Talk Radio Review. Let me go through the top 10, and then we'll pick apart a few of them, Rick, and see where your listeners are coming from and why it is that They're either turned on or turned off by some of these things. At number 10 on the countdown from Talkers Magazine, a lot of focus on college football playoffs, getting close to the end of the season in the NFL. So Sports Talk Radio at number 10. How much do you talk about sports on your program on DEL?
We do, but not as much as, say, a sports talk station will. It's for us, it's, man, it's all about the Eagles. Right now, it's the Eagles, Eagles, Eagles. The Sixers, you know, wah,
do you have
wah,
a sports talk station in Wilmington?
Is there not that I know of.
No,
not that I know of. If we do, yeah. They're invisible.
Number 9 on the countdown, Les Moonves has come back into the surface, the former head of CBS. Looks like he was trying to line himself up for a $120 million payout, not so fast. That's the way it looks to me anyway, as I look at this from afar. Number 8, the continuing focus on England getting out of the European Union, that's called Brexit. The tension between Russia and the Ukraine and what that did for the G20 is number 7. The continuing focus on the murder of this guy, Khashoggi, number 6. A lot of can. There's plenty of worms in that can. Number 5, the trade war with China. Number 4, what went on in the financial markets this week as a result. It was kind of a seesaw up and down, inside, outside. A lot of influences, several influences, including the Chinese guy that got picked up in Canada. I thought that was an interesting story. We'll talk about that. Migrants at the border, number 3. The continuing focus on Trump and Russia, much ado about nothing as far as I'm concerned. And number 1, the passing of George H.W. Bush. People list, Les Moonves is 10, Theresa May is 9, Vladimir Putin is 8, Mohammed bin Salman and Khashoggi put together at 7. The fellow that runs China is number 6. I'm not going to even bother to try to figure out to pronounce the name. I always pronounce it wrong anyway. Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort, number 5. Mueller and Flynn at 4. Sounds like a law office. The Obamas, the Clintons, and George W. Bush because of the funeral. 3, Trump 2, and George H.W. Bush number 1. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are very thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and we offer a sincere thank you to the men and women who are willing to give their life and live their life to keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays.
And away little Rudolph, whizzing like a merry clown. Celebrate my baby.
Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Our weekly sojourn into the works done by Talkers Magazine, one of the states they survey, is WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. and the best host there, although I don't want to say that too loudly because I don't want the rest of the people on the station when they hear this to think that I'm favoring Rick Jensen, but I guess
well,
I am.
Well, you are.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are, because we've known each other for years, and, yeah. You know, friends will do that. Yes, sir.
All right, so in terms of your audience and what I asked you a little bit about sports just because there was a reference to the what's going on in the NFL. We get into those things from time to time. But of all of the things that I went through, tell me which one in your mind and in the mind of the listeners to your program on WDEO is number one. You know, I went through Brexit and Russia and the Khashoggi thing and all this other stuff. Was it the obvious thing of the passing of Bush?
Actually, 48% of our registered voters in Delaware are Democrats. I'm not. So yeah. I get a lot of phone calls about Trump. Trump bad. Here's the worst thing he did today. Here's blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. And the Trump-Russia investigation, so many people here are really hoping for the equivalent of the blue dress. It's not even about Russia and collusion. Just like when Clinton was impeached, it was for perjury, about lying, about sex, had nothing to do with Whitewater. They failed to convict. And I do believe, and I would love to get your take on this, Doug, I truly do believe that this is the never-ending story. Sometimes I play that music when I talk about this. So it's a never-ending story because no matter who is elected in the next election, if it's a Democrat, the Republicans will then have a partisan investigation to try to hamstring that president, just as I believe this investigation really is all about trying to hamstring Trump, whether you like him or not. And, Doug, here's what I want to know from you. Do you also feel like it looks like this investigation is going towards the kids?
Well, I think now Mueller can't go anyplace else, so he's got to go toward Ivanka's husband, maybe Donald Jr. They may not have been as mature as they might want to have been, let's say, in using their father's name or the family name and kind of muscling around. What I think is the most interesting thing, you know, I've been gone on a trip for about 10 days, so I purposely back myself away from a lot of the stuff that we talk about all the time. And I don't even like talking about this on the air very much. I do talk about it sometimes with my friends, but they know how far they can't push me in conversations about Trump. I admit to not having voted for Trump. No bad deal. There's something about his being that I find not repulsive. I just don't find it to be comfortable. I think that we needed to be when Obama went too far one way, and now you get Trump on the other side. And I haven't voted. The last Republican I voted for with enthusiasm was the guy who died this week. I thought George H.W. Bush was really quite a good president, even though I didn't vote for him the second time around for the same reason nobody else did, because of the no new taxes thing. In terms of your question, it's much ado about nothing. It's a waste of hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money. They're not going to find anything. It's rolling down. They can maybe find some stuff that's embarrassing. The $50 million offer to Putin to have a palace on top of the Trump Tower so that everybody else in Russia would spend a lot of money to buy into that building. You know, okay. That's the way business is.
When we come back, I'd really like to disagree with you about something when we come back, Doug.
Okay. You have to wait. You have to hold your breath, though, under the circumstances. He knows. The good radio guys know that it's 28 past the hour, and we'll pause for a few moments. But this conversation will continue. This is the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
Coming to the Cascade Theater, a family holiday party and showing of the classic comedy film A Christmas Story. With live music, dancing, themed drinks for all ages, a sweater contest, a jewelry giveaway from Devon's, and a visit from Santa. Then the ultimate holiday film about Ralphie and his attempts to convince everyone that a Red Ryder BB gun really is the perfect Christmas gift.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Party starts at 6, film at 7:30, Friday, December 16th. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 at the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
here with Rick Jensen, who is the midday host at WDEL, great talk radio program in Wilmington, the great talk radio station that covers Delaware and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. You have a big audience. It's funny. It's interesting. We have a few friends that work at some of the stations that are in Philadelphia, and I was thinking of one in particular, very Italian, and actually quite a good guy. But the impact that people like you, you have, this is, and I don't want to get too much in the weeds on the radio side of things, the technical side, but the signal of some of these stations that are in a particular market that they then bleed into another market. You have a huge potential audience there in Wilmington, and I wonder how often as you, I've sort of gotten away from taking phone calls on the air because I found over the years, Rick, that the quality has gone down, frankly. I don't mean that to sound like an elitist. I just find one of the things that has intrigued all of us who've done this for a long time is the ability to learn from our listeners. And I find that hard to do these days because everything is about politics, and this guy is bad because he's a Democrat or he's good because he's a Republican, which is nonsense. And that's not the way we've grown up. This is the forum here is for ideas. We're not, I'm not anyway. I think it's my job to prevail on you or to convince you that you ought to think the way that I do. I think that's death. Frankly, what do you
I appreciate that. And sometimes we have a problem with the cell phone quality and such. For example, I have some very liberal listeners, and I appreciate that. I really do. The guy called in and says, raging about Trump and Trump's behavior, to which I responded, well, sure. And he talked about the Russians and Putin. And I asked, and I asked him, is your opinion tempered at all by the fact that Trump has installed some of the toughest sanctions on Russia in the past year? And he kind of went quiet for a second and said, well, you know, I really haven't thought about it that way. People like to vent. They want to get it off their chest. We allow that, and then we can have a more substantive conversation about things. But you're right. When it comes to politics, it's us versus them. The Internet has not created bridges. The Internet has created silos. And if you're not part of that team, you'll get kicked out of there, whether it's the Huffington Post or Breitbart or whatever. But, Doug, before the break, you said the Mueller investigation is a waste of time. It's not going to amount to anything. It's much ado about nothing, and nothing's going to come of it. And I disagree, because politically, if they can compel Trump to choose not to run because his kids are under investigation, or if they can damage him in any way politically, I believe that's the goal. Man, maybe I'm wrong, but I think that's the goal. And
well,
I think to them,
somebody,
it's worth millions of dollars.
It may be, if you were talking about somebody who is quote-unquote normal or somewhat normal, Donald Trump is not normal. He doesn't look at things the way you do, the way I do. He isn't affected by the proximity, at least outwardly so. People say he doesn't have a conscience. I don't think that's the case. But I think that he's the Teflon or the Gardal seal or whatever you want to use to sort of come up with a picture of how he sort of isolates himself and or insulates himself from public opinion. And I think that even goes, and we don't know that. We can only conjecture here. But I don't even know that that would keep him from running. I think the guy is so twisted, and I use that in a word kind of in a different way. I don't mean twisted mentally, but emotionally, whatever. However he's been able to train himself, or his father trained him, to, in the world of business, be immune from criticism. I don't think the guy gives a damn what people say about him. I think he's a psychotic. I think that he doesn't have I think he's bipolar. I think there are all kinds of things that are wrong with him, if you want to use the term wrong, makes him different, makes him unusual, makes him great conversation. Is he going to change or about to change? Nah. There's something missing, according to those who want to somehow or other evaluate him. But what I find the most telling, frankly, and I don't want to consume the conversation with this, but I find the fact that his wife sort of plays the role that she does. She's not really been, a lot of people haven't paid a lot of attention to her. She's sort of coming out of her shell now, by her own choice. She apparently is not that influenced by him one way or another. And whether people say, well, it's because of the power and the money, and blah, blah, blah. You don't know that. You don't know anything about anybody.
She's her own person.
Yeah. I don't think so. And I think that tells you something about the whole scenario, frankly.
So if I can reveal something about you, you were out of the country for a good couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
You were in another country. Do we want to say where that was?
I was in Peru.
I've heard it's beautiful. Have you been before?
Yes. No, never been to South America before. And you know how much you've been following me for a long time. You know how much I've traveled around the country and around the world, but I've never been to South America.
When you were there, you meet people, you're gregarious, you strike up conversations. When they say, oh, okay, Doug, you're an American, what is it they want to talk with you about when it comes to America?
You know, I would say it, I'm going to answer the question in a somewhat circulatory fashion. I have done these trips now for the past 3 years. I went to England for a sort of spiritual retreat 3 years ago. Last year I went to Italy for the same sort of thing, and that's why I went to Peru, to go to all the places that people go to get sort of spiritually revived. Last year in Italy, conversation all about Trump. The year before that, it was the election. Are you going to vote for Trump was the question in England. I did not have one conversation with anybody other than the driver, and it wasn't much of a conversation. They don't seem to be that interested, only from the point of view of the immigration discussion and the fact that in South America there is such a need for workers, and the question comes, how is it that all these people have walked up from Central America to go to Mexico to come into our country? Why the hell didn't they go south? Because they would have found work. It may not be that they're going to get paid as much as they might be paid in America. They're not sure of that. But there are for sure jobs in most every of the progressive countries. And Peru is not really that progressive, pretty poor country. But Bolivia and Argentina and Colombia and Brazil, they don't have enough people to do the work. So why are all these people coming to America to a questionable future, even if they may be able to make a little more money if they are fortunate enough to get work? But down there, they could all have work. And nobody talks about that.
It's hope and belief. It's hope and belief. I spoke with a missionary who's in Honduras, and she said there are gangs, there's violence, we have a corrupt government. People are being brutalized. So they see the shining star of America, and they say, I'm going to take the chance. We're going to do that because, the streets are lined with gold and all that. They actually believe this. And sadly, they'll give their life savings and even commit themselves to more drudgery to send their kids with a coyote up to the border. And that brings us, I think, to your number three story, migrants at the border. Yes. There's something we're missing there, Doug, is humanity. And even though, yes, it might be that 10% of them are criminals, 50% of them are actually men, not the women and children. Well, there are women and children. There is a story of humanity here. And I've often thought that even though there's likely no real direct way that this country has ever turned swords into plowshares, for the love of God, we've got this wasted F-35. We're talking $1 trillion or more. Don't need it. Doesn't work. Hashtag epic fail. Couldn't we have, and maybe this is a pipe dream, but couldn't we have an Ellis Island-style immigration at the border, at the southwest border of our country, where, not unlike my grandfather who came from Denmark, you have partnerships with business where they learn the language, they learn a skill, and then off they go into freedom of the United States of America. Doug, you've talked about this. You've talked with people about this over the years. Is that something that's just never going to happen, or do you think it makes sense?
The news media gets in the way of anything that's like this, frankly. The common sense part of our reality is diminished somewhat by various supposed news organizations. I say supposed because it's not the news. It's all pejorative. It's all opinion. This medium that you and I have been on for a long time was aimed at telling stories and having people come up with ideas and opinions and experiences. But we've turned that into an art form now, more with television. But in print, if there's anything around, I mean, the excuse for print now is what's online. It is, you know, you look at some of this stuff. I get nauseous when I look at the Huffington Post, for example. Do I get things out of it? Yeah, I'm informed as to some things. But there's that. You talked about Breitbart before, the sort of things that aren't really, I mean, what has become of Fox and what's become of MSNBC and CNN. There's no more. You and I grew up on, hello, the facts, not
right.
What the truth is. This is the truth. Your truth and my truth may be different, but a fact is indisputable. This is what happened. And then you got to bring all these blowhards in. Say, well, this is what I think that means. How the hell do you know what that means? You're on that guy's
head.
We're
the blowhards. This is talk radio. We are the opinion page of the paper,
yes.
Basically. We're the blowhards. You got the reporters, and you got the blowhards. That blowhard, hard, but whatever it is.
Instead of Breitbart, it should be blowhard. It's blowhard instead of Breitbart, yeah.
Which,
all right, 45 past the hour. Yes.
Go ahead. Also brings to mind what you have as the number one topic for this week. President George H.W. Bush dies, and it ties right into what you're talking about, whether it's Peter Baker at the New York Times or others. Let's remind people that George H.W. Bush did not design, pay for, endorse, and nor did his campaign have anything to do with the Willie Horton ad.
Even though they say
he did. Sure, Lee Atwater, advisor, there's a PAC, there are people who support him did that. And when I read that, Bush made Willie Horton an issue in 1980, you know, for the New York Times, I think.
He didn't even know who the hell Willie Horton was. He didn't have a slightest idea, Willie Horton. No. I got to do a couple of things, and then we'll wrap this up. Rick Jensen from WDEL, great talk radio station, Wilmington, Delaware. Talkers Magazine is the focus. Always need to go through the top 10 stories. I don't know that we do. Sometimes we get off on a few tangents here and there as we're talking during these hours of the countdown. So as an official reminder, number 10 on the stories this week, according to Talkers, sports talk radio, the college playoffs getting close to the end of the season for the NFL, all that hoopla. At number 9, the Les Moonves CBS case. Number 8, what are we doing about Brexit, or what are they doing about it? A situation the Russians back at with the Ukrainians. Number 7, a continuing investigation of the Khashoggi murder and the impact of that. The Chinese trade war and what's going on in the financial markets tied for number 5 and number 4. Migrants massing at the border. All these people coming up from Central America. That's number 3. The Trump-Russia investigation, Mr. Mueller et al., number 2, and the passing of 94-year-old George H.W. Bush, number 1 this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 MyPillows for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air. And they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
People list from Talkers Magazine for this past week. At number 10, Les Moonves, former head of CBS. At number 9, Theresa May, Prime Minister of England. Vladimir Putin is at number 8. The fellas involved, the Khashoggi case, and who was responsible from the prince's side of the street. At number 7, Xing Jinping in the number 6 position. Number 5, Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort tied for that position. Mueller and Flynn. Sounds like a law firm. Maybe they could get together after all this is over. At number 4, all of the people who spoke, like the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes at the funeral of George H.W. Bush, number 3. Donald Trump is number 2. And the aforementioned President Bush passing away this past week at the age of 94. He's the most talked about person this past week, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. I want to make sure that I have time to thank Rick Jensen, WDL. We'll have to do this again. I like having you here, frankly. One of the things you did for me in this hour was help me pronounce the leader of China's name. I don't know why I have a block.
like a poodle, Xi Xi. It's yeah. Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. Yeah. I have to remember that.
Here's Xi Jinping.
So what? All right, now we got 60 seconds or less here. What do you think will be the ramifications of this Meng getting arrested in Canada? But it was, where's that going to take us?
I just hate to see that being used by large investors as an excuse for driving down the markets. I suspect, now I'm not an expert, but I read experts. I suspect that you have a lot of big-time investors who are looking to take profits. They're taking profits. I think that's an excuse. But when you look at the Treasury going up significantly, like over 3% or so, that's likely having a real impact in that. So. Yeah. The other part I find annoying.
Down with the Fed. Maybe make that a cause celeb. Let's do this again. Refreshing to have you back and to have a chat with you. Thank you, Rick. Rick Jensen, a midday host of WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now at 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Doug with Victoria Keelan, who's our expert when it comes to trying to synthesize the top five stories of the week from the world of technology. Let's go from number five to number one, as we usually do, Victoria. Starting at number five, I must say I have not stayed up with a lot of this stuff. So why don't you, this is DirecTV and Hulu, the focus here. How are you going to put them together?
Well, as video viewing behavior becomes more about on-demand streaming than, you know, watching live TV or cable, a lot of companies are figuring out how to make money on that. And so DirecTV and Hulu are being pretty transparent about it, and users are not liking this, but they say that they are going to now have a new type of ad that runs when you pause a video. So if you're watching a TV show, if you're streaming a movie or whatever, and if you hit pause, you're going to be forced to sit through an ad in order to start your show back up again. It's pretty sneaky.
Yeah,
so Hulu calls this a pause ad. They'll be introducing it next year sometime. They haven't announced a date. AT&T, which owns DirecTV, they want to make some more money, and so they're going to do the same thing. Netflix so far has not said that they're going to do this. They may wait and see how it goes with DirecTV and Hulu, but hopefully it doesn't happen with Netflix. But this is the new way to make money when you are streaming. And even if you're a premium customer on Hulu, apparently, you will still be forced to sit through the ad.
Number four on our countdown of the hot technology stories of the week, a focus on AT&T.
Yes, AT&T says they will no longer offer prorated credits if you cancel a service with them before the end of your billing period. Now, this change goes into effect on January 14th of 2019. It applies to DirecTV, UVerse TV, AT&T phone service, AT&T internet, and fixed wireless internet accounts. So now, unfortunately, no matter when you cancel, you'll be charged for the full month. However, they say you can still use the service until the end of the billing period. As it is right now, if you want to cancel something, I would recommend doing it before January 14th, and then you will get some prorated credits for the rest of your billing cycle.
Number three in the top five, Apple and their music service coming to Echo devices. I don't think there's any surprise here, do you?
Well, Apple typically has been very insular, and they have not let their products cross over with anybody else. However, they're learning that it's probably a wise move to let Apple Music stream on Alexa speakers and Echo smart speakers, because that's the largest smart speaker platform in the world. So right now, if you have an Amazon Echo smart speaker, you can listen to Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, and TuneIn. So Apple Music, starting December 17th, you can also listen to it then.
Really? Number two, Tom Cruise in a new public service announcement. I don't know what motion smoothing is on television. What is that?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Most people don't know what it is. That's why Tom Cruise, who was wearing in this video, he was actually wearing his Top Gun costume as Maverick, because he's in the middle of filming the new Top Gun movie. He and the director of Mission Impossible Fallout, his name is Christopher McQuarrie, they appeared together for this PSA. And so motion smoothing is, if you have a flat screen TV, pretty much every TV comes built with that system. And what it does, if you're watching, the best way to describe it, if you're watching a football game, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Doug, I know you don't watch a lot of sports, but if you're watching a football game and you see the ball get kicked for like a field goal, as the camera pans and follows the ball, the audience, the people in the stadium, are very blurry. And so what motion smoothing does, it smooths that out so that there's no delay in the action. And so motion smoothing is basically designed for sports viewing. However, the downside, it makes everything else that you watch look worse. So movie directors and actors are now joining this movement saying you've got to turn off the motion smoothing on your TV because it's making your movie look like it has a soap opera effect, like it's kind of cloudy and halo, and it's not as clear as directors and actors want it to be. So the big thing with this PSA is you can Google how to turn off the motion smoothing on whatever brand TV you have. It's pretty easy, and you can just go through the settings and do it. But I just did it recently after seeing this Tom Cruise thing, and it makes a big difference on the screen. Huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Number one, this is a big story, and the ripple effect where I was, even in South America, Marriott, the massive data breach. Wow, what a 500 million guests. Woo.
Yep. And so some combination of mailing addresses, names, phone numbers, emails, passport numbers, credit card information, lots of that stuff has been stolen. And so Marriott has offered a free web watcher to help protect against identity fraud, and they have a separate dedicated website and call center. So if you have stayed at a Marriott, then definitely give them a call.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items from the world of technology that were important this week for us to go over. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. More names are beginning to emerge as President Trump searches for a new White House chief of staff.
It was widely believed that the president's top choice for the job was Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers. But Ayers announced on Twitter that he'll be leaving the White House to lead a pro-Trump super PAC. Some of the names now emerging to replace the outgoing John Kelly include White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney and Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina. The president says he'll name a replacement soon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China summoned the U.S. ambassador to Beijing Sunday to protest the detention of an executive of Chinese electronics giant Huawei in Canada at Washington's request, and they demanded Washington cancel the order for her arrest. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday the arrest was a national security matter and separate from his responsibilities in the economy and trade lane.
The early returns from China are very positive, and it looks like we will get new actions. And there's the law enforcement lane. They're different.
Meanwhile, the continuing trade scuffle with Russia, with China on CBS's Face the Nation, Trade Representative Robert Leitziger says the key to the trade talks is to get China to stop its raids on U.S. technology.
We are innovators and we are excellent at technology. So you have a policy from China that's designed really to get at this technology on non-economic grounds, and it is one of the most important elements of the U.S.
Maryland's medical marijuana industry brought in $96.3 million during its first year of operation. The Baltimore Sun reports between 250 and 350 people a day are applying to be certified by the state to buy the medical pot. There was nearly 52,000 patients who bought 730,000 individual products from dozens of licensed stores. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com.
With no new wide releases, it was quiet as a quiet weekend at the box office.
Ralph Breaks the Internet is having a heck of a run.
We are going to the Internet!
Super excited!
Disney's animated sequel about video game characters exploring the Internet remains number one for a third straight week.
Holy cow!
So ticket sales dropped to just over 16 million. The top five remained unchanged in the quiet weekend in theaters. The Grinch is at number two, followed by Creed 2, Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, and Bohemian Rhapsody. But the big noise was made in China.
What could be greater than a king?
Where Aquaman made its debut.
A hero.
It'll arrive in North America amid a Christmas storm of movies. I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Italian police are questioning more witnesses to find out who sprayed an irritant, triggering a deadly stampede in an overcrowded disco near the Adriatic Sea.
Police declined to confirm Italian media reports that investigators had identified a juvenile as the alleged sprayer. A police colonel says officers had questioned more than 80 witnesses to Saturday's pre-dawn stampede in the coastal city of Coronado. The colonel also says cops would speak to many more witnesses. Investigators say hundreds more tickets were sold than the disco could handle.
Andrew Stewart reporting. Five teens and an adult mother who accompanied her child to the concert at the disco all died in the stampede. The mad rush also injured 50 concertgoers. Baseball players may get a little more sleep when traveling after Sunday night games next year. ESPN says they're planning to announce it'll move up the starting time of the nationally televised game by an hour, with the first pitch planned for about 7 p.m. News at townhall.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Catherine faced a difficult battle with cancer and decided to do what she loved most.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I'm Greg Bell, and how's this for a can't-lose comedy combination? A funny fella known for being extremely stingy is doing some Christmas shopping. Yes, indeed, Jack Skinflint Benny hits the department stores. And later it's Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve, suffering from some Christmastime woes. The star of this opening program first came to radio in 1932 after years of developing his comedy chops on the stages of vaudeville. Jack Benny was born Benjamin Kubelski in Chicago and raised in suburban Waukegan. For showbiz, he shifted the shortened version of his first name to become his last name and adopted the common first name, Jack. His miserly behavior was only an act. In real life, he was very, very generous. His cast and crew among the best paid in radio, and he was quite charitable. Joining him in this Christmas episode will be his usual supporting cast. Announcer Don Wilson details them in just a moment. I'll just let you know this Big Apple broadcast is from December 22nd, 1940.
The Jell-O program, coming to you from the Ritz Theater in New York City, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, there being just two more shopping days till Christmas, we bring you that fugitive from Gimbel's basement, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. And Don, speaking of Gimbel's basement, I never saw so many women shopping in my life. I got shoved around like a blintzer in Lindy's. Boy, what a mob.
Pretty hectic, huh?
Hectic. You know, Don, I can understand my derby getting caved in, my muffler torn, and the sleeve of my coat ripped off. But how I lost my pivot tooth, I'll never know. Was really an experience.
Oh, I can just imagine what you must have gone through.
You know, a funny thing about women, Don, all year long, they're so helpless. You have to open the door for them. They can't light their own cigarettes. They cling to your arm as you walk down the street. They're as delicate as butterflies. And then, about 2 weeks before Christmas, a mad glint comes into their eyes. And with an umbrella for gouging and a handbag for slugging, off they go. Come on, girls, let's mangle the mail. That's their battle cry.
Well, Jack, women are a little excitable when they're shopping around Christmas time, but I don't think they're as tough as you say.
Oh, you don't, eh? Don, I was in Macy's yesterday afternoon, and a little gray-haired lady, couldn't have been over 5 feet tall, put down her cane and yanked a washing machine right out of my arm. I tried to get it back, and she kicked my hat off. Imagine.
My goodness, Jack, you don't mean to say that a little old lady took a big washing machine away from you.
Don, I wouldn't have minded that so much, but it was a demonstrator. I'll probably never get my laundry back. That is my own fault, I guess, for waiting so long to shop. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Doll.
Doll? Well, look who's so affectionate around Christmas. You're certainly giving out with that soft soap.
Oh, no, I'm not, Jack.
You're not, eh? Then why did you call me Doll?
Because your hair is glued on.
All right, young lady, that did it. There goes that mink coat I was going to buy you for a present.
You were going to buy me a mink coat?
Yes, I were. Or was. I was going to buy you a mink coat.
I bet it were or was from Rabbit.
No, it wasn't. You've lost a very beautiful gift. And you know the kind I hand out.
Go on. You wouldn't buy Hedy Lamarr a Coca-Cola.
For Christmas? What are you talking about? Let me tell you something, Mary. A girl like Hedy Lamarr could make a playboy out of me. I'd buy her quarts of bubbling champagne.
You'd buy cider and put an Alka-Seltzer in it.
All right, keep it up. There goes Don's Christmas present, too.
Hey, wait a minute, Jack. I didn't say anything.
Oh, pardon me. I got a little mixed up there.
Watch out, Don. He's laying for you.
No, I wouldn't forget about Don's present. Not after the way he laughed at the premiere last Tuesday night. How'd you like the picture, Don?
Oh, I really enjoyed it, Jack. I got a big kick out of it.
I laugh like anything.
Sorry, Mary. The mink coat is over the dam. Anyway, Don, now that you've seen Love Thy Neighbor, what do you think of Fred Allen in it?
Well, to tell you the truth,
Jack... Don't you feel that I get much bigger laughs than he does?
Well, to tell you the truth, Jack, I think you're very good in the picture and so is Allen. The honors are equally distributed.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Oh.
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 Mary. Then, Don, in your fat-headed opinion, you think Allen goes over as good as I do.
Exactly. You both have a lot to do in the picture, you both photograph well, and you both get big laughs.
Well, we both don't pay your salary, so start leaning my way. Imagine saying we photograph equally well.
That's ridiculous. Jack looked much better than Allen.
Why, certainly.
And Allen you can have.
Mary, one more crack out of you and you'll be saying, oh my goodness, I left my baby in the automat for Olson and Johnson. Remember that. Oh, hello, Phil.
Hiya, Jackson. Well, old pal, you got nothing to worry about. I got your Christmas present bought, packed, and ready to hand over.
Oh, so you've been shopping too, eh, Phil?
You said it. All day yesterday, one store after another.
Well, did the women kick you around much?
Yeah, but I got it coming to me.
You said it. You know, Phil, I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to buy your present yet. What did you get for me?
I ain't saying. You'll have to wait till Christmas.
Oh, come on, Phil. Tell me.
All right, Jackson, I'll tell you what I bought you. Remember that camel's hair overcoat we saw in the window on Fifth Avenue? The one you were so nuts about?
Yeah?
Well, I got you a box of nuts.
Oh, well, Phil, unless you're kidding, when Mary is in the audience stooging for Olson and Johnson, you'll be in the lobby trying to get out of a straitjacket. Catch on?
The way I've been going the last few nights, a straitjacket wouldn't be bad.
He's not fooling, folks. You know, Phil lives on the 18th floor of the St. Moritz Hotel, and he never uses the elevator. He just goes in and out the window. Now, Phil...
Yeah?
It's about a little quicker on the yeah, you know, when I say now, Phil. You come right back, yeah. There's no laugh when I say now, Phil, you know. Yeah. It's about time for a band number, so let's have it. What are you going to play?
I don't know. This bunch don't speak English.
Oh, fine. Well, don't worry about it, Phil. Just pick up your baton and follow him. Go ahead, kid. Played by Phil Harris and his Central Park troubadours. Troubadours meaning they are traveling musicians, and Central Park meaning they ought to get a room tonight. That joke went over better the first show. Told you we should change for the night show. What a gang you picked up here, Phil, huh?
Well, music is just a sideline with these boys.
I know. And I wish you'd tell the drummer to stop pestering me. I've got all the potato peelers I need. Those guys sell everything from razor blades to mink coats.
Ha-ha!
What are you a-hoeing about? Fink, the fiddle player, that wonderful mink. I saw him.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello, Dennis.
Boy, am I a wreck. Women, women, nothing but women.
Have you been shopping, too?
No, I just came from Roseland.
Oh, 10 cents a dance, eh?
Yeah, I cleaned up.
Say, Dennis, I hear that you and Kenny Baker have been stepping out and seeing the town together. Is that right?
Yeah, and you know what, Mr. Benny?
What?
The other night, I made him pay for everything. I stuck him for $2.45.
You did? Well, now, Dennis, that's not very nice. If Kenny is kind enough to show you a good time, the least you can do is go 50-50. Or better still, pay all the expenses yourself. It's all right to save money, Dennis, but there's nothing like being a good sport. What's that for, Miss Livingston?
Everybody else knows.
That's so. You see, Dennis, there's only one way to be popular. When you're out with a fella and he reaches for the check, you take it first. And if he should pick it up, you grab it right out of his hand. Grab it.
I can't stand this.
Mary, come back here.
Okay.
What's the matter with you? Dennis is just a kid, and while he's still young, he's got to be taught how to conduct himself in public and not be a cheapskate.
I don't understand you, Mr. Benny.
No, you don't? I don't understand you, Mr. Benny. I don't understand.
Well, look, Dennis, I'll explain it to you. Dennis, we'll go out for a bite to eat after the broadcast, and I'll show you what I mean. I'll pick up the check, and you take it away from me. See? Then I'll take it away from you, and then you take it away from me.
Then what?
That's all, Bob.
Mary, I warned you. Cut it out, kid.
Hey, Jackson.
Yes, Phil?
My band number's over, and I still got a lot of Christmas shopping to do. Do you mind if I run along?
Why, no, Phil. In fact, I think I'll go with you. There are a lot of things I got to get myself. Don, you can take charge of the rest of the program, can't you?
Oh, sure, sure. Don't worry about it, Jack.
Come on with us, Mary. I want you to help me pick out a few things.
Okay, but don't embarrass me.
I won't. You know, there's a swell store near my hotel, the Sherry Netherlands, where I can buy almost... Wait a minute. Answer the phone, Mary.
Okay. Hello?
Hello, Miss Livingston. This is Rochester.
Oh, boy, are you going to get it. Jack, it's Rochester.
Rochester. Give me that phone. I'll find out right now where he's been for the past 2 weeks. Hello?
Hello, boss. What happened to you? Where you been?
I've been on the phone for the last 10 days trying to reach you. I call every hotspot in Harlem that's got a telephone.
At the hot ones, you can't hear it ring.
Rochester, I don't want any flippancies. I want the truth. Now, we arrived in New York a week ago Thursday.
The 12th, they tell me.
Yes, the 12th. It is now December 22nd, just 3 days before Christmas.
Happy Yuletide, boss!
Never mind that! What I want to know is, what became of the time between December 12th when we got here and December 22nd, which is today?
Well, on Friday the 13th, I was right up to the door of your hotel, ready to go to work.
Uh-huh.
And just as I was about to enter, a black cat ran across my path.
I see. Well, couldn't you walk around the cat?
I did, and wound up at 125th Street.
Oh, well, so much for Friday. Now, what happened on Saturday and Sunday?
Our weekend ended up to Harlem.
Up a Hudson, that
up
is.
The Hudson.
Take it again. How did I know when he's on the other side of the telephone? Well, we'll get to Monday. Must be psychic. Then we'll get to Monday. After your weekend, Rochester, why didn't you call me at my hotel?
I was so full of sherry, I couldn't think of Netherlands.
Now, don't give me that. Look, Rochester, I haven't any more time to argue with you. Where are you calling from?
What's that, boss?
I said, where are you right now?
Just a minute. What's the address here, sugar?
31 Lenox Avenue, honey.
31 Lenox Avenue, honey.
Rochester, who are you talking to?
Susan Brown, the sweetest gal in town.
Oh, yeah, I spoke to her last week and left a message for you. Did you get it?
Just a minute. Honey, did you give me a message from Mr. Benny?
Why, Rochester, you knows I did.
She forgot to give it to me, boy.
Oh, she forgot to give it to you, eh?
Yeah, she's as dizzy as a blonde, but it can't happen here.
I see. Now, Rochester, I want you to go over to my hotel right away. That made up for the one you muffed. I want you to go over to my hotel right away. There's a lot of work to do, and it's got to be done before tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Now, how soon can you get over there?
Just a minute, boss. Say, sugar, I don't think I'll be able to take you to the Savoy Ballroom tonight.
Oh, that's all right, honey. I'll get somebody else.
You better not get somebody else.
I ain't going up there alone, Rochester. I want somebody to snuggle up to.
You get somebody to snuggle up to, and it'll be your last snug.
Rochester.
And I do mean last.
You threaten me, shorty, and I'll cut them $9 out of your hip pocket.
it. Rochester, answer me. I want you to come right over to my hotel.
Leaving right away, boss. So long.
Goodbye.
Now, listen, sugar, don't make any date. I'll run over to see Mr. Benny, put on the old personality, and be back here in a half hour.
Rochester, you forgot to hang up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Rochester.
Yes, boss.
I heard your conversation.
Don't you believe it.
Get over here. Goodbye. I'm the same trouble with that guy every time I come to New York. Come on, Mary. Let's go shopping while I'm mad.
Yeah, that'll hold you down.
Let's go, Phil. Right with you, Jackson.
You're listening to the Jack Benny Program. We'll be back with more Christmas shopping right after this.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE, or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And now let's get back to Jack Benny and the gang on When Radio Was.
Boy, what a crowd. Stay close to me, Phil. You too, Mary. I don't want you to get lost.
Okay, Papa.
Are you going to take us to see Santa Claus, Daddy? Pipe down, both of you. Got to have some system here. Now, let's see my Christmas list. I got to buy a compact or something for my Aunt Molly. A lawnmower for Dennis. A Mickey for my rider. Let's see. A deck of cards for Simney. Let's see, what else here?
Gee, look at that crowd of women at the bargain counter.
Where? Oh, boy, what a mob.
See you later, Jackson. I'm going over and mingle.
See you later. Gosh, I wish I knew what to get for Aunt Molly. Mary, I wonder if she could use a lipstick.
Has she got lips?
What do you think? She got lips. Here's a counter.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like a lipstick, please.
Oh, come now.
Look, it's not for me. I'm buying it for my Aunt Molly.
I see. A lipstick for your Aunt Molly.
That's who it's for. She lives in Chicago on LaSalle Street.
What number?
I don't know the number.
Oh, you don't know the number, and yet you want to send a lipstick to your Aunt Molly.
I'm not going to send it. I'm going to take it to her. I'm going to stop off in Chicago on my way to California.
Oh, I suppose you're the only one that ever went to California.
What are you talking about? I live in California. I got a home there.
Well, I've got a home here, but I don't brag about it.
I wasn't bragging. Now, look, mister, all I want is a lipstick. Am I going to get it or not?
Sorry, I've decided against you. Next case, please.
If the guy isn't screwy, then I don't know why. More trouble over a lipstick. Mary, I ought to go over to the grocery department and get Don a case of Jell-O. He'll love it for Christmas.
Why don't you get two cases so you can fill a stocking?
I'll get all the six flavors. That'll do it. And Mary, while we're in the store, I think I'll buy a collar button. I need one.
Yeah, your Adam's apple ain't practical.
It's just an emergency. I lost a button. There's the men's department over there.
Pardon me. Could you tell me where I can buy an evening gown so I should look like Lena Turner?
Miss, that's Lana Turner.
Lena, Lana, I'll never make it.
Well, I'm sorry, miss. I'm Jack Benny. I'm not a floor walker.
I saw your picture. Get ready.
She looks like Babe Marx. Come on, Mary, let's get that collar button. I haven't got much time.
You'd have plenty of time if you stopped flirting with that girl.
Who was flirting? She thought I was the floor walker, didn't she?
Well, you didn't have to roll your big blue eyes at her.
Mary, just because my eyes happen to be large and devil may carry, don't have to accuse me of flirting. Here we are.
Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a collar button.
A collar button? Yes, sir. Now, here's a nice one for $85.
$85 for a collar button?
Yes, that includes dress shirt, tie, socks, patent leather shoes, and a double-breasted tuxedo.
Well, that's a good buy, all right, but all I want is a collar button.
Sorry, we never break up a set.
Now, that's ridiculous. You know, mister, I've shopped in every city in the United States, but I've never been in a store like this. I tried to buy some lipstick a few minutes ago.
Lipstick? Oh, come now. It sounds silly, but I had a good reason.
And the salesman at that counter insulted me.
Oh, Jack, look.
What is it?
Look who's over there at that counter.
Where?
Right there. Isn't that Kenny Baker buying a camera?
Well, sure enough, it is Kenny. Let's go over and say hello.
Gee, miss, this camera looks swell. I think I'll take it. How much is it?
$3.
$3? Gee, Dennis would like it all right, but haven't you got something for 55 cents?
Well, yes, but I thought you wanted to spend $3.
I do, but he's already hooked me for $2.45.
Oh, Kenny.
Hello, Kenny.
Huh? Oh, well, I'll be doggone. Hello, Jack. How are you, Mary? Gee, I'm glad to see you.
Gosh, Kenny, I haven't seen you in a long time. Hey, you're getting to be a big boy now.
I sure am. You want a cigar, Jack?
Oh, my goodness. Look, Mary, he's got a whole pocket full of cigars.
Yeah, I had them left over from Wilkie.
Oh, fine. Same old Kenny.
How about a little kiss, Mary?
Okay.
Big boy, all right. Cigars and everything, huh? All right, kids, break it up. Come on.
Wow, he has grown up.
Say, that was a real kiss, huh?
Personally, I'm a wreck.
Well, pull yourself together. Come on with us, Kenny. You can buy your camera later. I want to talk to you.
Okay.
I'll see you later. I got to buy some hose.
All right. So long, Mary. Say, Kenny, how do you like your new job? See, that Fred Allen is pretty tough to work for, isn't he?
No, he's swell. We get along great together.
Oh.
And you know what, Jack? Mr. Allen pays me every week.
Does, eh?
Yep.
Pays you every week, huh?
Yeah, none of that see me later kid stuff.
Well, you must have a pretty short memory, Kenny. I used to have that envelope for you every week, too.
Yeah, but with Mr. Allen, I don't have to play treasure hunt.
Oh, well, good, clean sport. Never hurt anybody. Say, Kenny.
Yes, please?
Oh, fine. Say, Kenny, I just happened to think of something. Remember the time you first came to work for me and I invited you over to the house for a Thanksgiving party?
Yeah.
I'll never forget how bashful you were. You remember I asked you if you wanted to have some more turkey?
Yeah, and I was so darn nervous I said yes.
Oh, that turkey wasn't so bad.
Have you got much left?
Same old Kenny. God, I'll never forget the time. Kenny, remember when it was Halloween and I didn't know you were in the backyard?
Huh? Yeah.
All of a sudden I heard a noise at the window, and there you were.
Thanksgiving and Christmas are 2 days out of the year when it's fairly easy to decide on a dessert. Because you can figure that most families will be looking ahead to mince pie, pumpkin pie, or plum pudding. But during the rest of the 365 days of the year, choosing a dessert is always a problem. And that's where General Foods' new calendar of desserts comes to your rescue. This handsome recipe book gives you a different dessert inspiration for every day in the year. Between its bright, attractive covers, you'll find 365 suggestions for all kinds of delicious treats, profusely illustrated with beautiful color photographs. A flip of the page brings you a new and tempting dessert idea every day, and it's easy to get, too. Just mail 10 cents in coin or stamps to Jack Benny, care of General Foods, Battle Creek, Michigan, and a copy of the Calendar of Desserts will be forwarded to you at once. Send for yours today.
Merry Christmas. See you Wednesday, Miss Benny.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
With Jack doing a little shout-out to his then 6-year-old daughter, Joan, you know, Miss Benny. That was from December 22, 1940. Indeed, broadcast from New York City. While the series was based in Hollywood, Jack and the gang would occasionally hit the road, with the Big Apple a top destination. When there, he sometimes had performers from other New York-based series join in on the fun. For example, earlier in that episode, you heard Minerva Pius as Mrs. Nussbaum, a character she played on the Fred Allen Show. And speaking of that series, you heard Fred's featured vocalist, Kenny Baker. Of course, many of you certainly recall that Baker was Jack's vocalist prior to Dennis Day. I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on Win Radio Was, it's a Christmas episode from The Great Gildersleeve. Right after this.
And sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more.
Just remember, darling, all the while you...
Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP77. Four CDs jam-packed with the greatest doo-wop songs. 100 top hits for only $22.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code DOOWOP77 to save on shipping. Now, call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Drew Ramage, host of Drawn to Wildlife. This week's topic of the week correlates with deer hunting during the rut. Hunting the rut can be different than hunting during the early season or the late season. Why? Deer aren't focused on feeding, they are focused on breeding. Some productive stand sites during this time period are funnels, pinch points, and bedding areas. Bucks are on their feet looking for receptive does, and areas that have cover and trails are prime locations to intercept deer. One last tip, be on stand as long as possible during the first 3 weeks of November. Deer movement can come at any time as bucks are cruising for does and more people are in the woods moving the deer around. This has been Drawn to Wildlife's Tip of the Week, and remember, the seasons never end.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was as we continue with the Christmas comedies. Right now it's Hal Perry as Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, joined by Lorene Tuttle as his niece Marjorie, Walter Tetley as nephew Leroy, Lillian Randolph as Bertie, Earl Ross as Judge Hooker, Arthur Q. Bryan as Floyd Munson, and Shirley Mitchell is Lila Ransom. It's from December 20th, 1942.
Kraft presents the Great Gildersleeve. Cheese Company will also bring you Bing Crosby every Thursday night. Present each week at this time, Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve, written by John Whedon. Let's join our friend, the Great Gildersleeve. With December almost gone, he's been working like a beaver the past few days, trying to get out the annual report of the Water Department. That's why we find him now in his office, asleep at 9 o'clock in the morning, with his head buried in the annual report and his arms sprawled across the blotter, while through his troubled dreams run thoughts of this happy holiday season.
Get at that Christmas card list, Uncle Moore.
All right, Marjorie.
Model airplane. That's all I want for Christmas, a model airplane.
I know, Leroy, I know.
How about that annual report, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Right away, Miss Fitch.
How many for Christmas dinner, Mr. Gildersleeve? Can't order till I know how many.
Give me a chance, Bertie.
Just because I'm giving you a present, Throckmorton, I don't want you to think you have to give me a present.
Oh, Leela, I almost forgot.
Have you bought the tree?
Tree?
Have you bought the mistletoe?
Wait a minute.
Have you forgotten anybody?
Wait!
Mr. Gildersleeve?
What do you want?
We regret to inform you that federal regulations require payment for all charge purchases on or before the 10th of the month.
Oh, go away, all of you. Christmas, I hate it.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve. Oh, my goodness, what's happened? Mr. Gildersleeve. He's still warm.
Go away, go away.
Wake up.
Miss Fitch, let me see, where were we? Afraid I dozed a little there. Dear sir, read that back to me, will you?
Mr. Gildersleeve, it's morning.
Morning? Is there anything strange about that?
Only that you slept here all night.
I did? Oh, I must apologize, Miss Fitch. I'm afraid I need a shave. Oh, and the suit looks as if I'd slept in it. Oh, well, let's finish this report and get it over with, huh?
But you haven't even had breakfast.
Breakfast can wait, for once. Will you check these figures as I read them off?
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Thank you. Statement of financial status. Cash on hand, $386.52.
Check.
Accounts receivable, $2,873.38.
Check.
Interest, $139.10.
Check.
Marjorie, negligee and slippers. Lila Ransom, passion flower. Must be something wrong here.
I think there must.
Yes, I guess I must have got to thinking about something else during the night. Silly, wasn't it?
Yes.
Perhaps I should explain, Miss Fitch. I was thinking about my Christmas list.
So I assumed.
Yes. Perhaps I should explain further, Miss Fitch. Passion flower is the name of a perfume.
I know.
I use it exclusively myself.
Oh, well, maybe I better give it a little more thought then. You know, Miss Fitch, I had the most awful dream last night.
I don't wonder.
Yes, I dreamed that I hadn't done a bit of Christmas shopping, which I haven't. But I also dreamed that it was the day before Christmas. I want to tell you, I was frantic.
Mr. Gildersleeve, I don't want to spoil your dream, but it is the day before Christmas.
What? It can't be.
But it is.
What happened to all those other days? There's a whole week I've lost track of.
You've been working too hard. You've been going around here in a fog.
Oh, but I haven't bought a single present. I haven't had breakfast. I haven't even had a shave. Oh, this is really going to be one of my bad days.
Come right in, Mr. Gildersleeve. You're next. No waiting.
Good morning, Floyd.
Gee, Mr. Gildersleeve, you look like the grapes of wrath.
Yes, I had a hard night last night, Floyd.
What happened? Did you run into some friends?
No. I worked all night at the office.
That's what they all say.
I told you, Floyd, I worked all night at the office.
Okay. You worked all night at the office.
I haven't had any breakfast either, so let's skip the conversation and make it a quick shave.
All right, Mr. Gildersleeve, if that's the way you want it, that's the way it'll be. This is one place where the customer is always right.
That's fine.
If a man comes in here and doesn't feel like talking, that's all right with me. I can take a hint.
Good.
One thing I know how to do is hold my tongue.
Good.
I'm not like some barbers. You go into their shop and they talk your ear off. From the time you get into the chair to the time you get out of it.
Good.
I want people to feel they can come in here and just relax and not have to listen to a whole lot of stuff.
Fine.
Not that I haven't got my troubles like everybody else, but I keep them to myself.
Good.
Now, like last night, I came home after a long day and my wife had dinner waiting for me, ham hocks and sauerkraut. So we had that and some apple pie, and after dinner I took off my shoes and turned on the radio. I was just getting comfortable and my wife's sister called up. And what do you think she wants? Come right over and play pinochle. Well, if you know my wife's sister. So I said to my wife, I said, nothing doing. I said, I'm all set here, I'm comfortable, and right here is where I'm staying.
Good.
I said, you couldn't move me out of here with a 10-ton truck. So we went over and played pinochle for a while, and then in... come in, Judge. Come in. Just finishing up with Mr. Gildersleeve here.
He hasn't even started on me yet.
Why, I'll have you shaved in two shakes.
See that you don't, brother.
I thought I'd find you here, Gildersleeve.
How are you, Judge? What's on your mind?
I just dropped in to serve notice on you, Gildersleeve, that after your recent performance, I'm not giving you any remembrance this Christmas, and please do not embarrass me by giving me any. Good day.
Good day. Wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about, Horace. I haven't seen you in a week. I've been very busy.
Yeah, I'll say you've been busy. Busy over at Mrs. Ransom's.
Judge, I haven't even had time.
Don't deny it. The minute I told you I'd bought a ring, you went scurrying over there to try to cut me out. Was that the act of a friend?
Well, Judge, the best laid plans of mice and men gang after glay. Yeah. That's scotch. What's the matter? Did she turn you down?
Wouldn't you like to think so? Well, she didn't. She merely asked for time to consider.
It's the same thing. If she considers it, she won't do it. When is she giving you her answer, Judge?
As soon as she gets back from Savannah.
Savannah? Now, that'll show you how innocent I am, Judge. I didn't even know she was going to Savannah.
Now, don't try to give me that. You know as well as I do that she's going home to see her brother.
On my word, Judge, I told you I've been busy this week. I haven't seen anybody.
I don't know what your game is, Gildy, but this time it isn't going to work. I know all about Leela's plans, and I intend to be out at that airport today at 12 sharp to see her off.
So do I, Judge, and thanks for the tip. 12 o'clock at the airport, is it? Well, if it hadn't been for you, I might have missed saying goodbye to her.
Gildersleeve, I've borne a lot from you, but this is the last straw. You now place me in the unpleasant position of having to ask you hereafter to do me the favor not to speak to me.
Oh, anything for a friend, Judge. You know that.
Floyd? Merry Christmas.
Bye, Judge. Same to you.
Floyd, get going. I got a lot of ground to cover between now and Christmas.
This is the Great Gildersleeve. We'll be back after this short break. Stay tuned.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now let's get back to the great Gildersleeve on When Radio Was.
I wonder if I'm in time. I wonder if she's left yet. Leela, have you left yet?
Well, of all people, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Leela, why didn't you tell me you were going away?
I didn't suppose you'd care whether I came or went after the way you treated me last Saturday.
I can explain that, Leela. You see?
Pray, don't bother. I'm hardly in the habit of having gentlemen run out on me without so much as a by your leave.
Leela, let's talk this over. Aren't you going to invite me in?
Well, if you're going to break my door down, I suppose I'll have to.
Thanks.
But I'm leaving right away. I've got all my bags packed, and I'm expecting a gentleman to call for me any minute.
I know. Hooker.
I'm not saying who it is, but he's more of a gentleman than you are.
Leela, about last Saturday, Bertie came back unexpectedly, and I had to go down to the station to meet her.
Did you ever come back?
But Leela...
Did I ever hear word from you all week?
But I haven't had a minute. I've had to get out the annual report of the water department. And if you know what that means...
I know what it means. It means you care more for your old waterworks than you do for me. All I can say is I'm glad I'm going away.
Oh, now, Leela.
I'm glad.
Leela, don't be like that. Leela. Help. Somebody help. Look, Leela, I bought you a present.
You brought me a what?
A present. A Christmas present. You see, it's got Santa Claus on it. You see, he's waving to you. Go on, wave to Leela, Santa.
Oh, Throckmorton, you're such a fool. And you didn't forget, did you?
Forget? How could I forget after what happened the last time I saw you?
What happened, Throckmorton?
Don't you remember?
Certainly. I just wanted to see whether you remember.
By George, if there were any mistletoe around here, I'd show you whether I remember or not.
Do you have to have mistletoe? Oh, gracious, it must be time to leave.
Oh, Leela, don't go to Savannah. It's not patriotic to travel now.
Oh, but I have to, Throckmorton. My only brother Marvin is leaving for the Navy.
Oh.
Leela, we haven't got any time to lose.
Come in, George. Oh, you were so sweet to call for me, George.
Not at all. A pleasure.
My bag's already here, and I have a nice surprise for you. Throckmorton's coming to the airport with us.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's got his car. I'm afraid there won't be room in mine.
Tell the judge we wouldn't think of crowding him, Leela. You can come with me and he can take the bags.
Oh, yeah? Well, you tell Gildersleeve for me.
Nonsense, nonsense. Now, we can all ride in one car. We'll put the bags in back and all ride in the front seat.
Leela, you either overestimate my seat or you underestimate Gildersleeve.
All right, let him take the bags up front with him. You and I'll ride in back, Leela.
Oh, no.
Now, we're going to be late. Who's going to carry out my bags?
I've got them.
Yeah, I'm not. I got this one first. Now, let's look out.
Boys! No fighting now, you hear?
Good idea.
Throckmorton gets to carry the suitcase and the hat box, and Horace gets the overnight case.
Oh, Throckmorton gets everything.
Say, don't forget your present, Leela.
Oh, gracious, Throckmorton's present. Pick it up when you come, will you, Judge?
This thing?
Be careful of that hooker.
Come on, come on. The plane leaves in half an hour.
Flight 37 to Savannah. All passengers aboard, please.
That's you, Leela. That's your plane.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. You know, I've never been in a flying machine before in my life.
I've got a good notion to come with you, Leela.
Oh, I wish you could.
Yeah. I think I'll stow away on the plane.
I'll bet you would, too, Throckmorton.
That blimp? There isn't room to stow him away on the B-19.
No. Look here, Hooker.
Boys, boys, this is Christmas Eve. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. I want you both to promise me one thing before I go.
What's that?
Promise me you'll both be friends while I'm gone. Come on now, shake hands. Shake hands, Throckmorton. Come on.
Well, all right.
That's better. Now, you write to me every day, you hear?
I will, Leela.
I'll write twice a day.
So will I.
No, you won't.
I will, too.
Now, now. Oh, you're so impulsive, you boys. I want you to do me another favor.
Anything you say, Leela.
I want you both to spend Christmas together just thinking about me.
Mrs. Ransom?
Yes?
They're holding the plane for you.
For me? Oh, how nice. I'll be right along. Oh, my. Isn't he handsome in his uniform and all? I wonder if he's going, too.
Goodbye, Leela.
Oh, goodbye, Throckmorton.
I'll be waiting for your answer, Leela.
My answer? Oh, yes. Now, remember, you two, you're going to be good friends, and don't you dare open your present till Christmas, you hear?
Mrs. Ransom, the plane is waiting.
Oh, my goodness. I'm in such demand here, I hardly know what I'm doing.
Just come with me, please.
With you? Oh, you know, Captain, this is my first trip on a flying machine.
Captain, I'll bet he's not even a sergeant.
Have a pleasant trip, Leela.
Yes, she will.
She goes.
Yeah, she'll soon be 5,000 feet in the air.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, dearie me. Now, isn't that too bad?
What?
Something I forgot to give her.
Huh?
Your Christmas present for Leela. I'm still carrying.
Oh!
From December 20th, 1942, the first half of a Great Gildersleeve holiday episode. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. The fellow who played Gildy, Harold Perry, has a television Christmas connection. He played the character Big Ben in a 1976 Rankin and Bass animated special. It also featured the voices of Red Skelton, Maury Amsterdam, and Paul Frees. I'll provide the name of that show and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Yeah, it's Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
Bob Bailey, Mandel Kramer, and more star as Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Medium Rare Matters. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33.
Nance, get over here fast.
What's the matter?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who murdered Russell. And he's trying to do likewise to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Get ready for the new year with Radio Spirits and enter our Facebook calendar sweepstakes now. Win a free exclusive Radio Spirits 2019 calendar. Plus, one lucky winner gets a $200 shopping spree.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
No joke. One lucky person wins a $200 shopping spree. Just go to Radio Spirits Facebook page and enter the 2019 calendar sweepstakes today for your chance to win. Discover a fun old-time radio fact for every day of the year. When did Jim and Marion Jordan tie the knot? On what day did the Jack Benny program air its final episode? What radio event happened on the day you were born? Enter now to find out. There are winners every day, plus the chance to win a $200 shopping spree.
Happy New Year! Happy New Year to all the world!
Only U.S. residents are eligible to participate, and the prize cannot be combined with any other offer.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all, a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
With the very best gifts from the very best brands, Ace makes finding the perfect present easier than ever. Wow your family with new and innovative gifts from the Grommet. Or give Dad something he'll really love from his favorite brands like Craftsman, Weber, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, make your holiday less hectic and save time by buying your gifts online and picking them up in store for free. So this holiday, take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Only at your neighborhood Ace.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Great Gildersleeve star Harold Perry and a 1976 animated Christmas program. Produced and directed by Arthur Rankin Jr. and Jules Bass, it also featured the voice work of Paul Frees.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And include Santa Claus is Coming to Town, The Year Without a Santa Claus, and Frosty the Snowman. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're all out of time. But hey, visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.